Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Welcome back to the Sweet Talks podcast. Today we got a special guest, the Rancho Boys. Yeah, I don't know what else to call them. We got Kerry, we got Nick, we got Sage, and Devin Paul.
Well, according to the guy at the gas station, Sage is Devin. And Devin is Sage.
Oh, bro, Jock got us mixed up. Yeah, and he said, like, oh, bro, I almost called you Sage. And I didn't even catch it. Danny was like, yeah.
Dead ass.
Yeah. Wait, he said that to you or to Dev?
To me. And then I was like, yeah, that's Devin.
Yeah.
And then I went along with it.
He goes, bro, I thought I was tripping. Oh my God. Dude, he goes, I knew you weren't Sage.
You know what though, bro? Everybody gets these two fuckers mixed up.
Why?
Everybody
Why?
Gets
And
mixed
it's kind
up.
Of you weird guys don't too. Like, we don't even look alike.
He has a stash. I mean, I have the stash. He has the combo going.
Did you just dissociate right there?
I did. Even I just got us mixed up.
Yeah,
but they do be getting mixed up a lot. You guys do. They resemble brothers, though, kind of.
Yeah, a little
brothers
bit.
For sure.
I think they act more.
I think
like
it's
brothers.
The acting thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see
you're
that.
An actor.
I didn't know.
Brothers
you're an
do
actor.
A lot more. Than
but if you guys are wondering why we're all sunburned right now,
oh my God,
we had a blast red. Today.
I'm just blushing.
Rough day at the office.
Yeah. No, it was a blast. I think it was a blast.
I was cooking
out there, bro. I was
my forehead hurts.
Yeah.
We went to a water park.
Yep.
Is it like a water park?
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
I think it's better than a water park.
Mini water park.
Oh, yeah.
Mini water
park. For sure. Huh? No
eyeballs.
Lines. Yeah. Feel like they're burning. And there's Mason and everyone? Mason? Jackson?
Fuck that kid.
Team Jackson, bro.
Dude, I thought his name was Jackson.
Team Jackson.
Because he had a little accent, and I was like, what's your name? And he goes, Jackson. I'm like, how do you spell that? Is it with a Y? He goes, J-A-K. Or how
yeah,
do you spell Jackson?
Yeah, I remember that.
I thought that
but
was
yeah, cool. good times.
Logan made best friends with my arch enemy at that water park.
I know.
Dude, he was talking
shit about some kid, and I thought it was some other kid that I had pushed off. And
you pushed the kid off a water slide.
Yeah, I did, dude. Because he was
fucked up.
Because it was the one that was trying to kick everybody out. He goes, guys, everybody, your time's up. You need to get out of here. I was like, fuck you, kid.
Dude, was that not Mason?
No, dude, Mason was chill.
Oh, no, he wasn't. He was talking mad shit on me and Nick, bro.
Yeah, because you guys were too pussy to jump.
Nah, he's a dick. You know what? When you guys left, he called me a dumb dumpling.
That's what I'm saying.
No way.
And he said it like super zesty too,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Zesty ass motherfucker, bro.
And he kept calling me like shit boy.
Yeah, shit boy.
He did.
No way.
Yeah. Wait, why?
Because I needed to take a shit. But
wait, hold on. So were you guys told just, him that? Were you guys just kicking with him?
What?
With Mason?
No, yeah, he was kicking it with
us.
No,
he was kicking it with us for a minute.
He was kicking
yeah.
it with us. That motherfucker was following us for a long
time. That is what I'm saying. Nah, I hate that kid.
What?
That kid's not
He's bad. A little dickhead.
He's not valid. He's not valid.
Bro, you guys are just pussies.
I stuck it, though. I stuck the landing today.
landed on my neck.
Next time, Four Loco. You're chugging.
Yeah. Dude, we
should What?
We should do that. We should all fucking chug a Four Loco and go there.
I'd probably drown. If I'm being honest.
With the life.
Yeah, I probably would. With a Four Loco in me, I'd figure out a way to drown.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
What about with Sage and you?
That's also a good point.
How did all you guys meet?
Good question.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, was it Cox or like.
I mean.
Who's known each other the longest, like right here?
Me and Devin.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Sage was the last one that joined.
I was the last one.
Wait, wow. So how did you and Devin meet?
Little League, actually. We played ball together. My dad knew his dad actually when my dad was in fifth grade and his dad was in seventh.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, so my dad and his dad like knew each other when they were like little. So like our family's not super close, but like throughout the years we just like the past what? Like five, 6 years we've known each other.
Yeah.
Like got close.
Dang. So
now your dad's at my pool every Sunday.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Getting drunk.
For football.
Not right now. Like even after football season, like he just goes over and gets drunk with his dad, and my mom gets drunk with his mom. It's just
that's a vibe. Every Sunday.
So you guys have always been close or like friends?
I would say we got close like senior year. I would say we got super close of high school. Yeah,
like, we were younger, we were close, and then
just kind of like
once junior high,
you know, you drift apart.
Yeah,
and then after like
we were still in the same group, but
yeah,
and then
we didn't like.
And then how did like Nick come into the picture?
I knew.
Did you guys all go to high school together?
Nah. No. We didn't even go to the same junior highs, really.
No. So how did you guys, like, link up through school or
what? I knew Dev, like, in seventh grade because we played soccer together. We were on the same soccer team for a little bit.
Damn, soccer, and, like, baseball player? This guy does everything.
This dude did everything, bro.
What can I say, huh, guys?
Yeah, and, like, we became kind of close because of that. But not like super, super close. And then I knew him because we played flag football together in seventh grade, too. And we became close because of that. And just the same thing he said, like, you kind of grow apart, like, in high school because you don't really talk or anything like that.
Yeah.
And then he became best friends with Sage. And then we can keep going from there if you want to pick it up from there. Like, how you
Yeah, wait. Went. So I feel like you guys are, like, the duo that everybody loves. Like, how did you guys meet and shit?
I love it.
Come here, babe. We met in soccer. Like, I played soccer for 1 year.
What year?
Sophomore year. And, like, we were kind of weren't the ones that were, like, kind of, like, outlandish. I was pretty outlandish. I was still pretty crazy, but, I mean, like,
just soccer.
No.
Immature.
Immature. No, you were wilding, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I was pretty wilding. But, I would be
Mr. Bitches.
I mean, I'd like to talk to everybody.
So when you guys first met, like, did you guys click like that or not?
Pretty, like, yeah, pretty much, yeah. It was just, like,
it wasn't like
sparks flying in the air.
Like,
Sage was Mr. Bitches back in sophomore year. Mr. Bitches.
Why?
Sage. Yeah. Sage was the demon arc behind.
This he had a perm at the time, so just, you know where that goes.
And no beard, no facial hair.
No facial hair.
Wait, so was that like your nickname, Mr. Bitches?
No, dude.
Yes, bro.
Why Carrie? Sage is too shy, but why?
Carrie was the jealous one in the background, bro. Wait,
he's like, yeah, Mr. Bitches.
Hey, Sage, can you pass me one?
Wait, have you guys...
I don't got them anymore.
Have you guys ever fought over a girl or anything?
No.
Not really.
No.
Carrie's like, yeah.
I haven't, but I mean... I don't know about that.
Not really. I want to say fighting over.
Not fighting over, but they've like. I know they like went after the same girl.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But it was kind of like an understanding. It's
like, but like at different times, different points.
Yeah, it was like an understanding time. Though. So it was chilling, but like not like heated though. I don't think anyone.
Nah, never heated.
Anyone in the group has ever like gotten mad about like girls going after girls or anything like that. Yeah. But mm-hmm.
What about just in general? Like, have you guys ever gotten into like a super heated argument?
Anyone honestly. I don't think I've ever gotten in like a, except for you when you're yelling at me that one time.
Yeah. What? What happened?
He wanted to go see you guys because you guys were at this. Oh, dude.
Yo.
So we were on a boat
the things
ride.
Things I
right?
do for you guys. You guys
no. This guy. So we were on a boat ride and we got super drunk, right? And afterwards we got in and out and Sage was lit and he was like, yo, like, Sweetie, like, they want us to come over. Like, okay, let's go.
I'll tell you the day. It was when you guys went to, the bat. Remember when we went to the batting cages and like that little thing. Like,
yeah.
Ping-pong shit?
I went with you. I remember that. Yeah, yeah. I was the one that went with you.
So like he wanted to go really badly, and I was like, I was like fucking with him because he started getting mad, and I was like, yo, like, do you not see I'm eating? And he's like, okay, well, when are we gonna go? And I'm like, when I'm done eating, bro. And I started eating like slowly, right? I started like taking like small ass bites, and this is the first time he ever met Madhu, like the other girl on like our podcast. So this is like her
that
first memory
crush.
Of him. And Sage goes like, bro, like, what the fuck are you doing? Let's go. And I'm like, I started egging him on. I was like, yo, you seem mad. Why are you mad? And he just started getting heated, bro. He's like, I'm not fucking mad, bro. I just want to go. I've never, ever since then, I've
bro,
never
bro
seen
was
like
fucked up.
Yeah.
Was that the maddest you've seen him?
No, I've seen him mad over Taco Bell.
I've seen him mad over dropping a glizzy on the street at like 2 a.m. at night. Oh my God. Yeah.
Wait, why was he mad at Taco
over
Bell?
Because
it was like a long night. Everybody was drunk. And then, like, man just wanted his fucking food, right?
I was hungry.
And nobody wanted to drive, but he was like, bro, let's go get fucking Taco Bell. Like, start pressing everybody. Like, it was fucking hilarious.
I pressed Daniel pretty hard. He got his feelings.
He pressed Daniel.
Yeah.
He got his feelings.
He told me the next day, he's like, bro, like, why'd you try to find me? And I was like, dude, I don't know. I don't remember.
No, but the thing is, I don't know about you guys, but Sage is the slowest eater.
No, oh, I know.
Understatement. Understatement.
Everyone tells him that.
That is an understatement.
Okay, wait. Is he like this when he's like not hungover or drunk?
Mm-hmm. He eats so slow everywhere.
Okay, so.
I eat pretty slow too.
No, okay. Sage is on a different level.
He eats in slow motion.
Dog. He would take one little bite and then fucking go on his phone for like 10 minutes and then put it down and take another bite.
Dog,
that's
we have been at In-N-Out before and I've been like almost done with my meal. I look up at him. Cause I'd be munching off.
Yeah.
Bro, I look over him. This fool's like
Three fries.
Crunches his flat fries in a ball, and then he'll eat it. And it takes him like 5 minutes to fucking do that. I'm watching him like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know.
I remember Sage got fucked up at the house one time, man. And he woke up the next morning. It was
the fireball night.
No, there was two.
No. The up. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
We competed.
So the first night, you woke up in the morning and you were like, fuck, I'm hungry. So I was like, all right, I'll take you to McDonald's.
Yeah.
I get this guy a Big Mac. This guy took so long to eat his Big Mac, he had to throw it in the microwave.
Wait, that was the time where we competed on the drinking contest. That night.
So the time that we competed for the drinking contest, we went to Cane's.
We went to Cane's.
I remember that.
And he ate one tender in 3 hours.
I remember when you called me. Logan was like, Nick, this guy has not left and has even eaten his Cane's for like 3 hours. And you was there like.
He would eat the fried part and then like go on his phone, and then I would say a joke and he'd be laughing for like 10 minutes. And like I would go upstairs, I would do something and come back down, and he's like still laughing about the joke with like the tender in his like hand rocking back and forth.
Man's is the funniest when he's hungover, bro.
Oh my gosh, he's funny.
He's like clueless.
Weird thing is, all right, so I woke up late as shit. They woke up pretty early to get McDonald's. And as he was warming his shit up, it was probably like an hour later. I said, hey, Sage, are you going to eat that? He's like, yeah, like, I'm still eating it. And I'm like, damn. Well, bro, like, it's just sitting there. And then he's just like, no, I'm still eating it. And I'm like, what the fuck? How? It's not even in your mouth right now.
Yeah. You be enjoying it, though, huh?
I enjoy it.
Yeah, you be enjoying it. You make love to that food. Yeah.
Damn near close.
So four-hour love.
It's a relationship. That's some fuck. Yeah. He foreplaying with that. He foreplaying with his food.
He's like sticking the tip in it like he's talking.
That's crazy. Nah, I couldn't do that. Wait, I slip it down.
So I feel like I've seen... So Carrie, we've seen fucked up. Sage, you've seen fucked up. How come we haven't seen you two fucked up?
I've seen Nick fucked up.
Yeah, he saw me fucked up this past weekend. Nah, wait, yeah. I was pretty drunk this past weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, nah, wait, but I forgot.
Have you ever blacked out?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Twice, right?
Hardcore blacked out? Yeah. When did I black out hardcore? I blacked out in Los Angeles like a couple weeks ago. What? These motherfuckers, shout out Sage. He was like taking care of me. He was taking me to the bathroom to throw up. I literally don't remember like anything of that night. I don't remember the club or the bar?
It was to the point where like the promoter, the guys that got us in was like, no more shots.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't stand up. Like somebody was holding behind him. Like,
it was that bad?
It was really bad.
I can't even see Nick like that.
Yeah, neither can I. Because every time you're here, like, you're not drunk.
Usually I'm driving though. That's why. Like, if I come here, cut that.
No, I'm just kidding.
But and like the other thing too is like just I don't like not remembering stuff sometimes. Like that shit is scary to me. Yeah. Like not remembering stuff. And then I hate throwing up. And like I hate the way I feel the next day after fucking like just drinking fat. Like this dude, I don't know how like you wake up and you're just like, let's run it back.
I think it's just cause like the blood in my veins, bro. I can just take so much alcohol that I don't know to the point where I will black out or like I'll just be just right.
But you know what else it is?
As soon as it hits a little too much farther, it's a little too
If there's pretty girls around though, you drink it.
Yeah, I'm drinking.
Yeah, you drink it more.
He takes it to the casa.
Yeah.
Well, what's the best though, like hangover food? Like when you have a hangover, what's like the Cane's?
Cane's is pretty fucking
Cane's is Devin, ass, bro.
What?
I hate Cane's, bro.
Why?
Cane's is just like gross, Cane's. Bro.
Nah, I'm gonna have to say pho.
Really? I've never had that.
Dude, we need to get fucked up and then go to this pho spot.
I'm down.
It's like literally the best.
It's like tonight, bro.
Wee! How come we've never seen Devin?
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen
Because I usually drive here too. That's
yeah. But even when he's not, I feel like every time we've seen him, when it's like a lot of drinks involved, he always wants to like take care of somebody else too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're always welcome to spend the night. Like, Carrie drives all the time, but he's always getting fucked up and spend the night.
Yeah. Well, that's because they black out at like 9. Yeah. That's different.
Yeah, I actually saw you fucked up this weekend.
This guy, the
when
thing
I said
about
hi to Danny, bro, I was gone.
See, Danny saw all of his.
I sobered
up
later
in
the night, but when I was like, it was crazy.
I feel like Devin will get most fucked up only if it's like at his house.
Yeah, like,
really?
I feel like I
drink, for sure.
I drink like crazily, like where I'm comfortable at the most. So like if I have friends over at my house or like
you're not comfortable.
He doesn't have
to
take care.
I drive here all the time.
I saw you on your birthday and fucked up.
I blacked out on my birthday when you guys showed up.
What?
It was like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And there was pictures the next day of like all of us like holding each other and shit. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
when did that happen, huh?
Yeah, no, it was. I don't know.
Yeah, it was pretty late. No, we remember from late. That's the night of Taco Bell.
Was it?
That night. Yeah,
damn,
that was the night.
I blacked out for like 6 hours.
Because I remember saying bye to you guys.
We were like, we went in. No, we browned out because we went inside and I was like, when did everybody leave? And he's like, bro, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I think the craziest I've seen, like, you guys fucked up is when we did that game and you guys went shot for shot. Who's bro. The one that chased the alcohol with Tito's?
Dude, that was the most fucked up I've ever been in my life.
Really?
What? Dude, what was going on in your mind? Were you guys really like?
I like that.
Like, yeah, like, I'm
dude,
do this.
It's because you were instigating. Yeah,
what was it?
My ego got to me.
I think like, I do it regardless, though. I don't really care.
You guys have clips of, like, you, I think, hyping up Carrie, right?
I was hyping up.
You were hyping me up.
I was his hype man. Yo, no. I would have not.
At the end of the day, you were like Carrie. Even though you're hyping me up, bro, like, you were instigating.
Just tell me you don't want me to be hyping.
Like, yes, I won that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I beat his ass, but, like,
that motherfucker sold me.
The next.
That motherfucker had to pay me. He put his card on sale.
Who was it, right? It was Logan, right?
Huh? I think it was like $5.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was $5. Sure, $5. I think I ate like $5 worth of chips in your guys' pantry right now.
Definitely.
I know, bro.
Yeah. Salud.
We're going to take a quick break from this podcast, and we're going to have a word from our sponsor here at HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and a seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. Essentially, what HelloFresh is you go online, you look, they have different meal kits, you order it, and it's there right on your doorstep, and it gives you everything from the ingredients to the instructions to the fucking seasoning. It's actually insane. Like, the first time we got it, our jaws were on our floor. If you guys are looking to save money, I highly recommend using HelloFresh. It's 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant, and is even cheaper than grocery shopping. All the meals, they take no longer than 20 minutes. I myself don't know how to cook. Frank doesn't really know how to cook. Danny doesn't know how to cook. And we all have done a HelloFresh meal. It is super easy and it fucking tastes delicious. I've actually learned how to cook from doing HelloFresh. It's kind of crazy. So you skip the grocery store, spend more time soaking up the last of the summer fun. Now you can enjoy more variety than ever before with Hello Custom. Swap out one protein or side for another. So if you don't like chicken and you want beef, you could swap it out. There is also 55 plus weekly options and take the stress out of meal planning and prepping. No, but in all fairness, like, HelloFresh is honestly probably one of the clutchest things. And it comes... I still don't know how they do it, but it comes in like a box, and in the box there's ice that doesn't melt. I actually kind of want to like ask them how they do it, because it doesn't make sense. The science does not add up. So go to HelloFresh.com/16sweet and use code 16sweet for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. That is HelloFresh.com/16sweet and use code 16sweet for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I highly recommend that you guys try HelloFresh. It's free food right here. And if you guys don't like it, then you guys could just cancel the subscription. But I believe that you guys will like it. I have friends and family that I have put onto HelloFresh who use it every week because they are busy or, you know, they're trying to save money. Highly, really, highly, really recommend to check out HelloFresh and to order the food. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. And back to the rest of this podcast. I hope you guys enjoy it.
How did that even start, though, that competition? Just for, like, if they haven't seen it or whatever.
Bro, it's because
Carrie told me that I wasn't... No, he wasn't...
No. Because you did shots of some of his shots.
I did some of his shots.
Yeah. And then I was like, Sage, you're not even fucked up, all this shit, right?
But, dude, the thing is,
and he's like, I took more shots than you, all this shit. And I was like, what?
Remember when he took your shots and he started pressing you about it?
Who?
Wait, when Sage took your 2 shots.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was like, you got to take 2 now. And so like, remember he was telling you that?
He said that to you.
Right? Yeah. And then you're like, why? He's like, because I just took 2. I was like, you just offered to take one. You remember you telling him?
Yeah. Hey, but I fucking took care of you that night.
You did.
I mean, nah, everybody
that was
did.
Big vibes. Dude, nah, that was big low vibes.
Who was there? You were there, remember? Or were you knocked out?
When I was knocked out.
We got like 6 phones and we were
playing.
Yeah,
it was us.
It was
after the cold shower.
It was so funny because Sage would just twitch the fuck out every time. Like, you just hear, Sage would be like...
Just the whole, you were
like a ritual. Dude, I slept with him on the Julian bathroom floor.
Really?
Oh my God. Yeah,
why?
I was like drunk and I was like, bro, like this fool's gonna like spaz out like, and like have like a seizure when he's sleeping. So I wanted to make sure he was fine.
You're a good guy. I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, yeah, neither.
I remember Devin instigated for like a second.
I was the one that was like, what if you guys go shot for shot?
Yeah,
right?
You were the one that brought it up,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
he was
the first one to be like,
okay, but you validated it, Julian. You're like, yeah, tell him, tell him.
I did, but then, like, literally they started doing it, and then Devin was like, fuck, this is kind of fucked up. Yeah. But then you guys were just like, it was
no, fun. But before that, I took the fireball. Remember the fireball chug?
Yeah, you did like a 3 second before you started. It was just wild, because I really thought like y'all were going to at least tap out when you guys were just not feeling good.
I know, but you guys just like, you pushed through that. I've never been that drunk, but like, what does that taste like?
Nothing.
Like, you're putting different kinds of alcohol in your system, and you're not even like noticing, bro.
Yeah, it's what fucks you up is your stomach.
Yeah.
It's your stomach. It's not even like it tastes bad, it's your stomach.
Do you guys like remember like the point where you're like, fuck, I probably should have stopped here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When? What point?
Not really. Oh, like during that time?
How many shots do you think, like, how many shots did you pass the line of no return?
Bro, before I took that chug out of the fireball, because I remember you were telling me you didn't take as many shots as me, and then Logan was like, yeah, you did it. And I was like, all right, fuck you guys. And I grabbed the fireball and I chugged that bitch for like 5 seconds. Yeah, and I was like, after that, I was like,
dude, and then I don't know if you remember, but you like slapped me in the face. Because you were passed out.
I was drunk.
Out.
Yeah, you told me the next day. Yeah. You told me the next day. You told me the next day.
He had like 18 like text messages from his mom and like 8 missed calls. And Devin was bro, like, Carrie, like, his mom's freaking out. Like, we need to tell him he's spending the night.
And you started putting a feather in his ear or some shit.
I don't remember that. But Nick was telling me like the next day, yo, you slapped like fucking Logan in the face hard. Yeah. I was like, what?
It was probably Devin that told you, because it was Devin and I.
You told me that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was you.
Because we were like, what's his password? And like, we were like, fuck, we don't know him. You can't use Face ID. So I'm like waking you up, and I'm like kind of like this on your cheek. And you wake up, or like, you're like, huh? Bah, you're
damn.
I'm like, holy shit.
And he did a thing where he's like, back to bed.
Like, do you guys remember like your last shot before you black out?
The double chase.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember that?
No, like, I remember up to like a pretty good amount. That's the thing. Like, I don't know when to stop. Like, I don't know when I could not take it anymore.
I'm the same way.
I don't know when. Yeah, I don't know when I can.
I was about to throw up just watching you double chase.
That shit was sick.
Like, for real. The double chase is crazy.
Yeah. I don't know.
But every time I black out, I remember the last shot I take, though.
Oh, yeah, I never same, do. Same.
I think that was the only time I do remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I remember.
In a blackout situation, yeah.
I remember at Louis Castro's, I blacked out, and the last thing I remembered was I had went to the bartender, and I had asked for a mojito. And they're like, oh, well, we have an extra Paloma. You want it? So I was like, yeah, sure. And I was drinking them at the same time. Yeah, and like, I just remember like walking straight and then
boom,
waking up in the morning like,
boom,
where the fuck am I?
Yeah. He did have two. It was crazy because it was like already a whole year ago now, right?
Yeah, because his birthday's coming up.
And we get there and this dude's like, hey, let's just have a good time. We get there. He gets 2 drinks and he goes.
So the backstory behind that is that I had COVID and I had done 2 weeks of quarantine. Mm-hmm. I had COVID and I was like, man, like, I need to get drunk. So instead of saying hi to everybody, I went straight to the bar and I got like 2 mojitos.
Tough.
Yeah.
Open bars are dangerous.
Yeah, open bars are dangerous.
They are.
Oh, bro.
It's fucking bad.
It's dangerous. It's
bad.
Why did you say, oh, bro? What happened?
Do you remember Emily's? Open bar.
This dude got drunk at like a family event. They had an open bar. And we told him to stop and he just got fucked up. That was kind of weird, dude. Nah, that was kind of weird, dude. That was a family event.
You might have been the only one who really fucked up then. I don't think
he was the only one that was fucked up.
No, it was me and Bubba. And then we're the ones that got in a fight. Remember that?
You guys got into a fight?
Yeah.
Wait, why?
That was that night.
With her dad.
Because we ended up going to downtown Fullerton, but not all of us were 21, right? And then we went back to
Crane. Yeah, that night. You were walking around downtown with the soldier.
Bubba got a ticket because he peed in public.
Oh, I remember you telling me about that.
And then me and him got in a fight because it's just stupid shit. He was...
Oh,
I don't want
not at least. You didn't get a fight at
You threw some punches,
no,
Carrie?
That was the night.
You threw some punches?
He pushed me, and then I, like, tackled him, basically.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a fight.
I remember another time when Sage came over, and this guy, he was like, I'm going to try doing a front flip. And he tried doing a front flip.
That was the night of the fifth grade one.
What? Oh, yeah. After we did the podcast, he's like, I'm going to try doing a front flip in our where we have the basketball court. And he does a front flip, lands on his head,
bruh.
And he wakes up the next morning and he goes, bro, why do I have this badass bump on my head?
Did he land straight on his head?
No, it was pretty on my head.
Yeah, it was pretty
I remember that.
Yeah, it was pretty
Yeah, I think that was the only Jesus. Thing. No. No, I don't. That was the only thing. That was the last thing I remembered, actually. Like hitting my head really hard.
Dude,
and I was like,
that's not okay.
And then
I
went
Oh, wait, I remember that now.
You... Sage and
he was on
yes.
the, he was on the floor.
That was the night you and Owen were wrestling a lot, huh?
Yeah.
No, not that.
That was a different
name. You were wrestling Owen?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Owen wrestled like twice.
That shit was crazy.
Dude, the next day my neck was so sore because you had me in a headlock for like 4 minutes. And I didn't want to tap out.
It's this one. That one. on
the neck. Though. And Owen's strong as shit.
Dude, he is pretty
fucking strong. He's
so
dude.
Strong.
All right, so aside from all the drunk stories and all the good times we had together.
Yes.
Now it's about you guys. How did you guys start? Well, because Rancho Boys came before Suburb Talk. So yeah. How did all that start?
My guy, go for it.
You're talking about like the whole shebang? Thing.
Like bot.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Whole, Carrie had brought up.
Bot. Yeah,
Take me through bot. Rancho Boys first. Like, all right. How did that start? Because there's a lot of you.
Yeah.
It's not just you four.
Yeah.
Other five. Like, there's a lot of you.
Yeah. So, like, basically, my sophomore year of junior college, maybe a little bit before that. My boy
is this, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago,
2019 going into 2020, okay. Like right before the pandemic hit. My boy had watched like the movie Hitch. You guys ever watched the movie Hitch with Will Smith? Will Smith is like a wingman in it, right? And it's like a wingman for hire. And he calls me one day. He's like, yo, have you watched the movie? I was like, nah. He's like, you should watch it. I watched it. And I was like, oh, it was a good movie. And he's like, bro, y'all could do some shit like this. Like, you could do some shit like this. Like, let's do like a funny ass video where you teach like all of our friends like how to get girls. It's posted on TikTok. And let's see what it does. Like, how it does.
Wait, why did he say that to you? Was it because like you were making videos before?
I was on TikTok. I think I was.
He was simping too at the time.
Huh?
You were simping too at the time.
I got my heart broken by this girl. Yeah. And like, I was on my TikTok ride.
Yeah.
You know?
Mr. Bitches.
Nah. Mr. One Bitch. But what's it called? So I was also simping at the time, I guess. So it was also like a distraction to get my mind off of it. And I posted on my Finsta. I was like, it was a funny ass video. I was just like, yo, whoever the fuck's free tonight or tomorrow night, something like that, we're gonna host like a get together at my boy's crib. I'm gonna have a whiteboard. I'm gonna teach everybody how to get girls. Like, if you're free, pull the fuck up. And I had like 80 people on my Finsta, like 80 people, and they're all like hometown friends, like friends that are around. And then like these schmucks saw it, and they were all together.
Yeah, it was me, Carrie, Sage, and Owen at my house, and I saw it, and I was like, or I think Owen might have saw it.
One of y'all. I had both of you guys.
We were like, yo, like, let's pull up. You guys down? And we fucking ended up going, and then
yeah,
we
so
the first classroom.
Wait, how close were you guys at that moment?
We were like mutual
parties. Like, I'd see him at parties every so often.
Oh, so this was just like, fuck it, let's just pull up on that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Wow. So who went to high school together first?
Us three.
Oh. I didn't know Nick.
You went to a.
That's how Sage got introduced to me. I was best friends with like Luke, Sean, and Kyle, and Austin basically, because we all went to the same high school.
Yeah.
But it was like just like this big ass group, and like we were tied with Owen too. And since they were tied with Owen, it was also like a connection there.
It was like our friend group met with his.
And like, even though like I didn't really kick it with Dev when I was like younger, besides playing soccer, I was super tight with Carrie back in junior high. Yeah. Like, he used to come over like every day after school. Yeah. Wait, did you have something to say?
No, go on. I'll say after.
Okay.
I just want to say like what we thought when we saw your story.
Oh, go ahead. Tell me.
So
interrupt me.
No, I, that's why I said.
No, go ahead.
So
I'm not mad.
When we saw the story, we're like, fuck it. We thought it was jokes. Like, we thought, fuck it, you know, it's gonna be fucking funny to watch, get drunk, and just hear this fool fucking talk, you know?
Yeah.
So we're like, fuck it. So we went over and
the rest is history. It was them four and like, fuck, bro, probably like 10 other dudes.
Yeah.
Like 10, 15? They're like 12. 12?
No. 10, 12. There was like 10, say 15. I would say 15.
Room, 10 more. 10 more.
I would say 15 altogether.
Yeah. So like around there, and it was just a bunch of dudes, and we had this bottle of Jack that everyone was handing around, so everyone was just getting drunk, right? And I had this whiteboard filled with like questions, just stupid questions that I came up with, and I was asking them like, hey, yo, like, how do you guys kiss girls? Like, y'all pillow talk? Like, this and that. And my boy was like recording it like on a phone, and we got like the clips, and I posted it on TikTok. And that shit went viral, like, right away.
The very first
classroom video went viral. It hit, like, 700, 900K. And this was, first TikTok. TikTok, like, before COVID people were getting, TikTok. Like, right before COVID hit. So we were doing these things. And then COVID kind of started to hit a little bit, and parents got suspicious. So we used to start going to parking lots. And that's when y'all, like, started pulling up with, like, big-ass whiteboard, having people come in. And same thing, just, like, mad parody, like, funny shit. Like, what would you guys actually do, you know? And, when, like, COVID started to get really bad, I had a bunch of fans hitting me up, like, yo, you guys start a podcast. Like, that shit would be tough. Like, we could actually hear you guys. Because at the time, it was 15 motherfuckers all trying to talk over each other. And we had one mic on the camera, you know? So, what's it called? I looked up the equipment. I got all the equipment for it, and
no, you didn't.
Well, no, at first I didn't. The very first podcast we did, it was one little mic at the like at the middle of the table like this, like a little strap-on mic, you know, like a Bluetooth like this. And it was eight of us. It was Dev, Sage, around a table like this. It was Dev, Sage, me, Carrie, Owen, Luke, Sean, and Austin, right?
Yeah.
And we were all sitting there, and I'd just be like, oh, like if you guys want to talk, just lean in. And then if you don't want to talk, just lean out, right? Little did I know, all these schmucks were talking over each other. So it was just like really bad. Like if you watch our very first podcast, it's like it's muffled funny, as fuck. Yeah. Like no, it's funny as fuck.
So that's kind of how ours was. The first one we did was in a car, right?
Yeah, it was on a shoebox.
Yeah.
With like a snowball, you know, like those.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And we were all just like leaned in talking about like aliens and shit.
It's the trippiest thing to like people always, I feel like people are always like, oh, I can't do this or stuff like that. Like, how'd you guys do this? And it's like, I didn't start with everything. You know, you guys didn't start with everything. Y'all started like
we
in a car.
We have cameras.
Yeah.
We put
your phones taped up, bro. I thought it was a cross. I thought you guys had the cross up in the background, bro. I didn't know it was a phone.
No, and then also too, when like, we started doing the vlogs.
Jesus. Because he had the tape on it and then the phone in the middle. It looked like the cross.
It looked like a cross.
You really thought it was a cross?
I did. I thought it was a chubby cross.
Did you expect all of them to like stay as focused as they were, or were there times where you were like, bro, like shut the fuck up?
Oh nah, bro, you have no idea. Like I had to learn to just like, you can't tell them to shut up, you know, like you can't because like
they'll just start roasting
the fuck.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Nah, well, like we've all gotten a lot better, but yeah, especially like nights when we would just chug like a handle and sit down at a table and talk, like there were definitely times where I just be like, oh my god, please shut the fuck up. Just please shut the fuck up, you know. And especially because, like, Austin, bro, that dude was just interrupting motherfuckers, talking about shit that didn't relate to the question, you know?
And Austin would get drunk
as fuck, bro. So, nah, but, like,
Austin's one of the craziest motherfuckers I've seen.
Bro, but it was always a good time, though, bro. It was never a burden on me. It was never, like, even the times where I was like, please shut the fuck up, I was geeking. Like, I was laughing, you know? But always a good time. And it was also really cool because it was, like, a chance for all of us to hang out during COVID, you know? Yeah. We had, like, a reason to hang out for, you know?
Yeah.
It was super tough.
Yeah, so I actually thought that was really dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think really we all did.
What, the bot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I only went once, right?
Bot?
Yeah.
You guys pulled up one
time. Yeah, that was the first time we met you.
That was yeah.
But do you guys remember? There was, like, like the Korean gang,
the
from
Asian
fools
behind us.
Oh my god!
And they
bro.
Started pressing Alex.
Yeah,
with your homie.
Yeah.
And it was like some guy that never drank before, and they made him chug.
They chug the soju. Then you saw him the soju, right?
Dude,
yeah.
I felt so bad,
bro. I felt bad because like, one of the homies was like, "Yo, who drinks here or who doesn't drink?" And I pointed out Alex. That's why they pressed. They were like, "Yo, let's go make him drink." And I was like, "Go make him drink."
And Alex is such a nice guy. He's not gonna.
I think Alex was a little scared too. I think Alex was scared to say no.
Dude, and I was like, "Who the hell are these guys? They're like some like wannabe thug Asians." And I was like, "Bro, what?"
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was, that shit was fun, though, too.
And then afterwards, we got, like, MD40s, Four Locos, and we went to the park.
Yeah.
That was that
night? Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
No.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Bro. I do remember that at the fucking,
what park?
What is that called?
It was
what's
it called?
Right next to Austin's.
No,
it was a little
Muckenthaler. Muckenthaler. Damn, we haven't been there for
the Muck.
Yo, I forgot about that.
The Muck. For people that don't know, when we say bot, what does bot?
Bot means so like back in like high school, like my high school that I went to, bot basically means like back of Target, and that was like the hangout spot for like basically just like just doing goon shit. Like if there were no plots, everyone went to like the back of Target, and it was basically like this big open parking lot behind this like town center. So like all you had all these
behind
shops
Target.
Behind Target, yeah. You had like all these shops, and then like right behind it is just like these big parking lots. And kids would just get together and literally either be drinking, kicking it, like ditching school, being there. It was definitely vibes. Like it was definitely fun, but like that was where.
And the cops were pretty cool about it too. They were just trying to like, yo, leave. They were like,
they
no
were super
dicks.
Chill, bro. Get out of here, kids. Yeah, they're because they know like what are they gonna do? Like arrest? Fucking. Yeah. There was like 20 of us when we pulled up to bot, you know? Yeah, like nah. Then they're super chill around there too.
So when you started the podcast, did you expect it to do good or
fuck no?
No.
Well, not good. I didn't expect it to be at least this big or like get as big as it has so fast. At least you know, it was definitely a shock. Like I don't know about you guys. What do you guys?
No, think? For sure. Well, I mean, like in the beginning or like
yeah, well, like I knew we had something special for sure. But
yeah.
I knew it was going to pop off.
It was stagnant for a long time, though.
I knew it was going to pop off.
It was stagnant, though.
Why did you know it was going to pop off?
Because no one talks about this taboo kind of relationship kind of stuff on social media. No one does, except Nick. And he's, like, one of the first people to ever do it. So why wouldn't it blow up, you know? people want to know about this kind of stuff.
I honestly didn't think it was going to blow up either.
Carrie's about to shed a tear. Yeah. Devin.
Yeah,
oh, fuck,
yeah, I didn't think it was going to work out. Because it was like, don't get me wrong, I had a fucking blast every time, but I never saw like a future with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, it was kind of just like a side hobby, like hanging with friends, hanging with my besties. Like,
exactly.
Like, it was just fun to do. Yeah. I don't think any of us had the thought where it's like, let's make this shit happen. It was just let's record and put it out.
Yeah, I remember telling Nick when he had like 50,000 subs. I think we all did, like, bro, drop out of school.
I remember that. Every time I see him, drop out of school. And I'd be like, oh, I can't drop out of school. Because
it was like the weirdest thing. Like, his clips would do good and the podcast would do good. Everything was doing good and he was still going to school. And we're like, man, like,
but
what?
I also remember, you said something about stagnant. You were plateaued for a good 5 months. I remember from 60 to 70K.
Almost like six, seven months.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Remember.
Yeah, I was stuck. Yeah.
I remember you hit 50K and we're like, oh, this guy is going to hit like 100K soon. And then
nah,
it just went like.
That's but just once the once the girls came on, oh, that shit went up,
that the
bro.
Game changer.
Yeah, definitely crazy.
Game changer. Yeah.
How did you guys meet the girls?
I've known Madhu and Cynthia. I've known Madhu since I was in fourth grade. And I've known Cynthia since I was in seventh grade. And when I brought them, and you knew them from junior high.
Junior high.
Yeah. And then, like, I like Dev, maybe Sage too, like, knew of them. Like,
I so, like, I middle no school, middle school, I knew Madhu, like, mutually, but, like, not really. Because, so, like, our two middle schools at the time, it was like, there was two, like, popular groups that would hang out, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it was like the you guys.
Popular kids.
And then,
yeah, that's part of the popular kids.
See,
you know
I,
what I'm saying?
I had
saying.
A Mohawk and everything.
You know what the fuck I'm saying?
I was using Gorilla Glue and everything.
Oh, that was the shit.
Yeah, it was crazy. I had the worst drip, bro. It was fucking insane. But, so, like, the two, like, popular group kids would, like, hang out or whatever at, like, people's houses and stuff. And, like, I knew Madhu because she was in, like, the opposite school, like, that group.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's how I knew her from, like, Instagram and shit. I never, like, talked to her in my life, though.
Yeah.
And then Cynthia, I don't think I really knew her. I've probably, like, seen her or something, but I never talked to her either. But I was, like, kind of mutuals already, so when I met them, like, it was just, like,
hey.
Did they go to the same high school as you guys?
Madhu went to the same, transferred into our high school, and Cynthia didn't go to our high school.
Nothing at all.
Mm-mm. She didn't transfer anything.
So did any of you guys like have a crush on any of them at one point?
I had a fat crush on Cynthia when I was in like seventh grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
But I never told her that.
He said, hey, what?
He said same.
Hey, yo.
Yo. Hey, bro, it's in the past, bro. Why are you worrying about it? Why are you worried about now? What's up? What's up?
I didn't know about this.
Carry out like that.
I didn't know I had competition like that.
Wait, it was both in seventh grade?
Bro, honestly, like,
you were horny, bro.
No, no,
you
no.
Were kind of
you were everybody.
Listen. Seventh grade.
I don't know why I'm surprised.
I thought she was fire.
A dog, bro.
No. Cynthia was one of the most fire girls in seventh grade, and she's
paused. Oh. Clip that.
What?
In seventh grade.
Yeah, in seventh grade. He's going back to seventh grade.
Yeah,
he's taking it back. Come on.
So I thought she was fire, but I would always try like flirt with her and stuff. But she hated me. I think I had that vibe. She hated me. I had that vibe. She hated my ass, bro. Hey. She thought it was weird.
So Sage and Devin, who do you think would have had a better shot at getting with Cynthia? Nick or
at the time?
Yeah, at the time.
Carrie. Really?
I was.
Carrie started to fucking.
I was in my prime back then.
Yeah. Carrie was Mr. Bitches in junior high, bro.
What?
Carrie was Mr. Bitches.
When did you get your first kiss?
Talking like real
kid,
real
kid.
Like a
8th grade.
Okay, you?
8th grade.
7th grade.
No, it was pretty late, bro.
2nd grade.
Let's see, because mine was late too.
Sophomore year.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You horny bastard. Find God. Find God.
Bozo.
Sophomore year.
Yeah.
Dude, I was scared.
I was scared too.
Yeah. Your first kiss is scary.
True, you know what that is? My heart was bumping, bro. Oh, my heart was I felt like that shit was about to like come out of my chest.
No,
dude.
Bro. I remember the first time I fucked, I needed a shit.
Whoa! What?
Wait, so
what? Wait, repeat that.
Bro,
what?
The first time I needed
a fuck. The first time I needed a shit, I fucked. Wait, I wanna hear this though.
Bro, the first time I fucked, I needed a shit.
Cause
so
you were
bad.
Nervous?
You were nervous
so
as fuck?
Nervous,
no.
Bro.
Wait, even during? Even like during?
No, not during, but before.
Oh, okay.
Like,
because
I set it up, it was supposed to be at my house, and I was just like, damn, like, I'm really about to fuck. And I was so nervous that I was just like, fuck. And right before she got there, I was like,
no.
Letting it out. Okay.
Did you
and
eat?
I took a shower, and I was like, all
right. Did you eat right before?
Huh?
Did you eat like right before?
It was just right after school.
Damn. Like right no, I've never had it like that. I've never had it to the point where like I was so nervous that I had to shit.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
that's kind of crazy. That's kind of cool. That's kind of wild.
Have you guys ever so you guys like we all use condoms first time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna say yeah for everybody.
Why?
Did you guys know like how to put it on?
Nah.
Oh no.
Wait, what?
I practiced.
Wait, what did you say?
I used to practice.
I did too.
Oh no, yeah, I practiced.
Ain't no way I was gonna get caught
on a condom,
bro. Yeah. J. Cole, oh,
I've never tried. I've never practiced.
I did a couple times.
He's like, I've never.
How do you know what to do? How do you know which size you
it? Oh,
yeah.
That
I fucked
up the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wasn't. Ain't no way I was gonna get caught slacking
because I didn't know you.
Wrong way.
Yeah, I didn't know like once I had lube like or whatever that shit is. I don't even know what it is.
You were lubing up.
Is it lube like on the?
Yeah.
Oh, it's lube, right? And then the other side didn't. So I put it on the side that had lube on my dick, and I was like, I took it off, and I was like, bro, why is my dick all like slimy and shit? I was like, what the fuck? Do I have a hole in there? Like it was weird. And then I was like, all right, whatever.
Tell the story. I probably did that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it. Yeah. Tell a story about your cousin with the fire and ice condom.
Oh, he had the fire and ice.
Dude.
The ice is supposed to be on the inside so that it prevents you from like jacking, like ejaculating too quick, okay. Right? It's supposed to ice your dick. And he was fucking a girl and he wanted to try it, so he accidentally flipped it. So he had the burning hot sensation, like, damn.
Why would?
So he's fucking and he's like, damn, it's kind of burning. No and way. She's taking it and she's like, I don't feel anything.
Like, she doesn't feel his wiener?
Like, it's numb. Bro, it's icy.
Oh.
Bro,
so, like, she's like, fuck, this shit hurts.
Shit.
And she's like, I don't feel nothing.
That's you crazy. Sure? Her pussy was frozen.
Bro, I told a homie, in high school, football, to put icy hot on his balls one time.
Why would you tell him that?
Because he's just one of those, like, not dumb motherfuckers, but like, just like,
dumb
one of
those
kids that would do anything, just like, yeah, exactly. So I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna trick him right now. I was like, bro, ice hot on your balls feels so good, bro. So good. We were in the training room. I was like, bro, make sure you put icy hot on your balls, bro. It'll feel so good during the game. Does it? He's like, oh my God, this shit burns. He goes to the bathroom, like, washes.
You can't even get it off.
Yo, you can, bro. You can't. I kind of felt bad after. I'm not gonna lie, but.
That's where I'm frozen.
Just one of those dumbasses that you can, like, convince anything to.
Dude, I used to love kids that you could, like, tell them to do anything.
Oh, I loved it.
I loved it. Julian was like, he had the power over all those kids.
Damn. I can tell, bro. You just, the way you act, like, I know you got that shit. Like, you know, you could tell
somebody. That shit was just too funny. It was
so much fun, bro.
Just the mischievous.
That's just entertainment. Like, I'm bored and just like, yo, go eat that shit. go eat that shit that's been on the ground there for a while. Oh, okay. He goes and eats it. I'm like, yeah, all right. And like, he gets sick for a couple days, but that's on him.
Was that the type of kids you guys were in high school or no?
What, like,
I was.
I feel like Sage, like, was the type you could tell.
Nick
I
is just, definitely an instigator.
Yeah, for sure. I was instigating.
He's good at persuading. Are you good at persuading people to do things?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
In the classroom,
yeah.
Exactly. I don't think. I don't know. I don't think you're.
I just do whatever the fuck I want.
So you were one of the kids.
Yeah, you're one of the.
Yeah, I was definitely one of the kids too. I'll be like, fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah. What about you, Devin?
Nah, I wasn't. I was nah, like, all I did was like to be aware of that shit.
Who's a bystander in the
background?
He's very
like, cautious.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
Very cautious.
Yeah, you are very cautious.
I feel like you're an instigator too yourself, though.
Who, me?
No, he wasn't. No.
Nah. He, I feel like around you guys, he's like, hey, Sage.
I feel like I tell him to do that stuff more than he does.
It definitely flipped over.
Like, yo, bro, don't do that. He does. It's fucking funny. I love doing that shit.
Now.
Before, I was the kid that used to do it. But
how was it in high school for you guys? Like,
yeah,
in the classroom.
I fucking hate high school.
Really?
You hated it?
I didn't like it. No, I had like a great group of friends. Like, but the thing is, like, with my friends is like, all of my closest friends in high school and even now, none of them I met in high school. All of them I met in like junior high or elementary school. I don't have any like anyone that I met in high school that I'm still friends with, but. I just didn't like it, bro. I was really insecure in high school, and like I didn't like going out. I didn't think I could get girls. It was just I just didn't like it. And then when I got out of it and I went to junior college and I got thrown into like this big culture shock of like so many different types of people, I just became like so much more confident. Like you realize that no one's really looking at you and no one really gives a fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Facts.
That's the thing. That's the one thing you have to realize in high school, that no one really cares about you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you guys? How did you guys like high school?
I liked it up till like my senior year, then I was like pretty much done. I never really went my senior year.
Oh, really?
I would show up at like lunchtime and like,
bro,
just want
to like, yo, can you please come today?
Yeah. I'd be missing for like three pairs. He'd be like, yo, are you coming today? I'm like,
every day, bro. I'd be like, yo, you gonna come today? Can we hang out?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'll go for period. Fifth,
And that was it.
But you guys were all in sports, right?
Yeah, that's when I stopped going after basketball ended.
Oh really?
Yeah. Shit.
What about you, Kerry? How did you like
it? I honestly hated high school too, but like at the end of the day, I'm glad I went there because I wouldn't really get to know them closer, honestly.
Yeah.
Because, I didn't like it either.
I fucking loved high school. That shit was so fun.
I loved it. The only reason I didn't like it though is because from junior high, all my friends from both junior highs I went to, they went to either Sunny Hills, which is his school, or Troy, which is another school in Fullerton.
Yeah.
And then I went to Fullerton, where I was only friends with girls that went to junior high with me.
Shout out, Mr. Bitches over here.
That's where Mr. Bitches came into play.
Yeah,
huh?
For real.
Did you ever try and capitalize on those friends?
No comment.
Oh, shit. All right, give me a range. How many of those girls did you try and capitalize on? Bro, who cares? We're not in high school.
Instigator over here, bro.
How many did you try to capitalize on? How many did you actually execute?
He wants you to talk about Cynthia again, basically.
I need to find out if you actually ended up doing something with her. No, I'm just kidding. But I want to hear it. How many did you like try to get with, and how many like actually let you get with them?
Well, Kerry was in a relationship though.
Oh, he was, but that was off.
I got in a relationship freshman to junior.
Oh, never mind.
But from junior high, in junior high, are we talking about junior high? I tried to get out the whole friend group, bro.
Oh, are they talking about high?
I tried.
High
at least.
Bro was a dog.
I thought.
Were you able to get at them or no?
No, I only kissed one girl in that group, and she was my first kiss. That's it.
That's rad.
Frida.
You son of a bitch. Yeah. My girl?
No. What?
Wait, what? No, my girl. Like that? I dated her for like 2 weeks.
Wow, that's an accomplishment for you, buddy.
It's a damn.
Wow. Next question.
Wait, out of all you guys, like, who bumps heads the most? Like, in the friend group?
Bumps heads?
Yeah, like. Not like actually like. So like
no, I don't think
anybody really. We've actually never touched heads.
The only times
which
like
head?
Stupid.
The only times where like it might come close is just like when we're drinking and this man wants food or he's horny, just gets like chaos.
It's
but other than that, like bro, it's very very rare for us to actually like. Fight or argue
which is weird.
About something.
Yeah. I think we all hate confrontation.
Yeah, but really? We also don't.
I don't hate confrontation.
No, but we don't cause much stuff to be.
But there's something that there's no reason
but you
to.
You guys are all
for anything to be
understanding.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
we're not putting our noses in each other's business. We're not telling each other how to live. Yeah. It's like if you got a problem, like yeah, come to me. But we're not. It's not like. No one's like stepping over boundaries. That's the one thing I like.
We're stepping on
like,
eggshells around anybody.
Yeah, and we're not stepping on eggshells either.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, there's one time. Remember?
I know.
Why does he bring it up like everything?
Yeah, he's the biggest instigator here.
There's one time, you know, remember
that's
at your house?
That was like when we first met.
Yeah,
that
was when we first met. Who got into it?
Huh?
Oh yeah,
it was mostly Devin.
You and Devin?
Mad at me.
I got really
for what?
Yeah. I told him I was gonna fuck him up, and he came in my car, and he was like, "I'm so sorry."
Wait, you told Nick?
Yeah. That was like legitimately about to beat my ass.
Why? Why were you so mad?
It was just because it was the only rule of the night, and
he broke the one rule in my house.
And it had a sign on the fucking door too. Literally said, "Do not enter."
Yeah.
Oh my.
He went in a room that I said, "Don't come in." Like I literally posted fucking notes because I threw a party that night with like a bunch of friends or whatever, and I saw him in the room, and I was like. I got fucking heated.
Yeah.
So he left the party right then and there. And then the next day he texted me, he's like, yo, can we talk? And I was like, all right, me here. So we got to the same like place or whatever. I was like, come in my car. Right when he got in my car, he was like.
He put the camera down for a car time.
Right, like, I should have put the camera up. Like,
he got my car and he was like, before you say anything, I am so sorry. I know like I would never do it again. Like, you mean a lot to me, all this. And I was like.
You were heated, bro.
I told him, I was like, dude, I was like. I get it, like it's cool, but do that shit again and I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
And then I was like, get out of my car.
Yeah. Nah, I've never seen Dev like that before. Yeah. Like with me or with anybody.
Wait, whose room was it? Was it your room?
No, it was my parents.
I would be pissed too.
Yeah, I was fucking heated. But the worst part is I had signs on the door.
Yeah.
Wait, so
why'd you go in? For a girl.
Cause Nick's a fucking idiot, that's why.
Cause he wanted to see, what's really in here?
I should have pulled that out. I should have said like, yo, I want to check it out. I didn't say that.
So out of you guys, who's like the most scary when they're mad? Like, or like, fuck, what was the question? Like, who? I'm still.
Who? Like, when somebody gets mad, who is like you're like, you don't want to fuck with them. Like, don't get them mad.
Was that the question?
Yeah.
Cynthia. No, or Cynthia. Wyatt, maybe?
I've never seen Wyatt.
I've never seen Wyatt mad.
I've heard a story about Wyatt.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck
with him. I'm going to say Owen.
Owen. It's easy to get Owen mad.
If you not really. Easy.
You gotta cross the boundary.
Like, but if you aggravate him a lot, he'll get mad.
He's gonna get mad.
Oh yeah.
You gotta cross a boundary to piss that man off.
Yes.
When you do, I'm like, I can't even hold him back, bro. Yeah. As his like best friend, I'm like, bro, chill. Like he don't like.
Master sees red. He blacks out for sure and goes red and just.
It's usually when he's drunk.
But you gotta like step over that boundary.
Yeah, but he's pretty laid back himself.
Oh, 100%.
Super.
It'd always be the laid back motherfuckers that like. You should watch out for them. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Maybe the ones that like can flip a switch.
That, I guess that's where I was going for. Like, who is the hardest to get mad? Out of you guys?
Mm. The hardest to get mad?
But like, get mad? Like it takes a lot for, them,
a lot
to
for them to
get
oh.
mad.
Oh,
you,
Devin.
So
you,
Devin.
Probably yeah. Devin.
Nah, Nick is scared of Devin.
I'm scared of Devin. Have you seen this man shirtless?
Dorito.
Yeah,
well, Dorito. This man.
Oh, I had to walk through that door sideways.
Plus, growing up with like two older brothers, I know this man could like easily beat the fuck out of me.
You have two older brothers?
Yeah.
Oh,
I do too.
Are they built like Doritos?
You don't count. Your two older brothers are literally like soft bears.
Wow.
Like teddy bears. They're soft teddy bears.
Talk shit about his siblings.
Wow. Okay, so now that you guys are in college, some of you are in college, some of you guys are not. Did you guys drop out or are you guys still going to school?
Dropped out.
I'm taking a semester off.
Yeah, he's that's what out. We did.
Yeah.
I'm in too deep, man.
I am also taking a semester off.
Hey.
Wow. So how do your parents feel about you guys taking a semester off or dropping out?
Yeah.
Or like how do they feel about you guys doing social media?
My mom loves it. My dad was not about it at first until like he's... He didn't want to believe because so he had his like not even 15 minutes of fame. Like he compared everything that he did to me, and I was like, "Dad, I'm sorry, but it was not like that." All right.
Yeah.
He's like, "What was your dad doing?" I was on Power 106 one time, oh, and I was like, "Dad, it was at fucking 4 o'clock in the morning." Like, you know, people actually heard that. Nobody.
Yeah. But so, was that 4 in the morning?
Yeah, it was at 4. He told me that too.
Was it the mixtape with your uncle?
Yeah, 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 that
oh,
one.
Oh, hell no. That's that's pretty tough, though.
It was not tough.
He told me about this story.
But, like, he just, like, he's like, oh, yeah, like, I used to kick it with, like people, like, he used to name names. And I was like, Dad, I think you're more so the groupie than the guy that everybody wanted to, like, you know what I mean, work with.
You asshole.
I never sure was like, nah, dog, you don't get it.
No, he for sure didn't say that. Like, he's just a hard head. And, like, I just had to, like, now that he's saying anything, I was like, Dad, you know what? If you don't want to, like, back me up, I don't really care. I'm going to keep doing it. Like, because he wants me to have, like, a career job. And I'm like, Dad, I don't want that. Like, I don't want to work a 9-to-5. Like, I'm sorry, but I don't.
Yeah.
And it took a little while for him to actually get the point, but now he's fine with it.
Yeah.
My mom loves it.
What about you, Nick? Oh. Well, we'll go to Devin after because he's, like, way different from these guys.
Yeah.
You can go first.
My parents did not like it. They were freaking out. Well, like, originally I wasn't going to tell them that I was going to drop out because, like, I live on my own.
Yeah.
And, like, they did not like me doing social media at all because they're just, like, they're old. Like, they're old heads.
Yeah.
So, like...
they're like, this is not going to take you
anywhere. They're like, this isn't a career. They're like, school is a career, you know? Yeah. So, like, when I was doing both and my grades started to drop or they'd see that I would be on my, like, computer editing more so than, like doing grades and stuff like that, they'd be like, this isn't going to work. Like, school is what's going to work, you know? It's like, this is, like, just a hobby right now. Like, stop taking it so seriously, right? And I would just shut up and be like, yeah, you know, you're right. I didn't take anything they said like into account.
Right.
But like when I told them I want to drop out, my mom freaked out a little bit. And it was fucking hilarious because my mom was freaking out about it. And my dad came back from work and she was like, tell your dad what you just told me. And I told my dad. And my dad gets like a glass of water from like the fridge and comes down. He sits down. And this man's scary. Like I thought this man was going to rip into me. He sits down. He's like, he sits down. He's like, he looks up at me. And he's like, you know, I wish I would have followed my dreams when I was your age.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like,
wow.
I was like, oh shit, my mom got pissed at him.
Shit.
She was like, why are you telling him this? Like this and that. But she started to chill out more so when like family members started like reaching out to her saying like, oh, like, you know, my daughters are like your nieces and nephews. Like they watch Nikki, like they love watching Nikki, like blah, blah, blah. Like they see Nikki's blowing up. And I still, like, they still have access.
Little Nikki, huh?
Little Nikki, yeah. Nikki. I'm like Nikki to, like, my entire family. Nikki.
To us now.
I should have said anything. Nikki Poo.
I should have said anything, but.
We said that a lot before.
Nikki G.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little Nikki G. Nikki.
Nikki G. Everyone in my family calls me Nikki. Like, no one really calls me Nick.
I guess you're Nikki now.
Ah, well. Yeah, you guys are family, so I guess it's okay. Anyways, can you shut the fuck up? Oh, sorry. So anyways, but also, it was also because, like, my mom started to chill out also because she has access to, like, see, like, my, like, bank account and my bank statements.
Yeah.
And, like, when it started going up, she was like, one day I came over for dinner, cooked me up dinner. She was like, so I was like, finally, like, so I was like, social media going, you know, like, so what's your plans? Like, what's for the future? Like, you know, like this and that. So that's kind of how it went for me.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, does your mom still tell you, like, hey, maybe you should finish school?
She definitely wants me to finish school just because I have a year left.
Yeah.
She definitely, and I agree with her that it's good to have, if you have a year left.
Yeah.
You
know,
it's or like a little bit of time left. It's definitely good to at least have a fucking degree and to say you did it. Like, you graduated college.
Yeah.
I think that is something you should do.
It's an accomplishment.
But, like, with everything going on right now, like, things would have to calm down for me first to, like, actually be focused on school. Because I know if I go back, I'm not going to focus.
Yeah.
Mm. At all.
Jerry, what about you?
My parents, they didn't give a shit, to be honest.
Damn, really?
Like, they said, this is a once in a lifetime, you know? You got the opportunity, go chase your dreams, kid. I was like, all right, bet.
Damn, oh, that's dope.
That's sick. That's
And Devin, you're still in school.
My parents would kick my ass, man.
You really think they would?
Yeah, so, because I know why. Well, first off, I look up to my older brother. I think you guys might have met him at my birthday. Marky.
I met him.
The one that looks like me.
Yeah, I met him.
So, he's always been, like, my role model growing up because he's always been, like, the smartest kid I know, good at, like, everything he does. And he's the reason why I switched my major to finance, too, because he gave me tips on, like, the real world and
everything. You told me it was
because
of me.
No, definitely not.
Damn.
Come on, you saw your exam scores.
I got better scores than you.
Yeah,
I get that, but better score than you.
Okay.
This man was up studying. This man was up studying for like 8 hours. I looked at it once and got a better grade.
Damn.
It's true. No, we for sure got that's fucked true. Over on those exams.
I was trying to cheat off of him, and I was like, this shit is not close to the answer.
The very first question, he's like, what's your number one? And I was like, I don't know. He's like, fuck. We pulled the one back. And yeah. But I stayed in school, well, first off, because my parents, they didn't get a college education. They did some college, never got degrees or anything. So growing up, like, all of our siblings, they're like, you need to get a degree, get a career, all that. So I've always been super devoted to school growing up. I always needed to get, like, 3.5 or higher GPA type of shit. And so I've always been strict with myself because of that. So looking at it now, the position I'm in or, like, could be in, I still wouldn't drop out because that's always been, like, my goal. Like, get a bachelor's, you know, maybe master's. But as long as I get a degree, like, I'm content with myself. So I'm kind of, like, sticking to my own goal in that way. Not just because, like, my parents want it at this point. It's like, I already worked this hard at it. Like, why quit now?
So
I got 1 year left.
Yeah, you got a year left.
Yeah, you got a year left.
And that's
left.
Like the easiest year, no?
No.
No. No.
I always thought it was.
I'm so down bad. You don't even
You're thinking about high school, buddy.
Yeah.
That's why I dropped out. That long. I never got to the last year.
I barely made it to the second. Dude, did you guys like college?
I liked it, bro. When I was in class, just because I like to be around people, though. Like, I was just like,
yeah.
Okay, this is when I was like smoking like heavy. I would just rip a couple bowls and I would like, I'll go in. I'm sure I smelled like crazy. I walk in, I'm like, I could actually sit here and like listen to the teacher talk. And I actually liked the way that they were talking and teaching. So I was like, I fucking like this. COVID hits a week later.
Yeah.
And we don't go back for a fucking like a year or two. And I was like, eh, you know what?
I'm it's
like,
not worth
I was bullshitting myself. I was taking classes and I failed like half of them. Yeah. And I didn't even do it. And I was like, you know what? I'm not fooling anybody but myself and I'm dropping out.
Yeah, I had to help you make your schedule. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, what class should I take for business administration?
Every time,
So, Devin, because you're still in school and you're doing finance, but you're also doing social media, do you care that even though you're majoring in finance, like, you could still be doing your career with social media?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I take the podcast as a real job. Like, our group has been over this. That's why, like, you never see us on our phones or anything when we're doing the podcast, unless, like, we're hosting and finding questions. But
the girls actually not take them back. Nah, you guys put your phones on.
Yeah, so like we had the talk and like I'm treating it as a career, but I'm definitely still focused on school.
Yeah.
As I treat the podcast as a career, I like made my schedule around it next semester. Yeah. So I'm gonna continue to do that. Like I'm taking night classes on like Monday and everything, just like getting the like so it doesn't get in the way.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. Damn. And then I like I'm still doing, sorry, Julian.
No, go ahead.
I'm still doing finance because my dad has like a family business that he got from his grandpa. We're right now.
Sick.
And like, that's like my plan B at the end of it. Yep.
Okay, yeah, I had a question for Devin then. Let's say you have a big ass final exam. The same day you have a really big podcast with a big ass guest. Oof. Same time.
Let's say we scheduled a Bella Danger. Like a huh?
No, but he doesn't want to.
Okay, fine. My bad. Let's say we scheduled Johnny Sins.
That's pretty legendary. That's solid.
Yeah. Okay, Charlie
Sheen.
He does it all.
I
would not want to vlog
that. Your idol.
All right, Drake.
Your idol?
Drake?
Yeah. Daft Punk.
Am I failing?
We do J. Cole.
This is your final.
I'm missing the exam.
Yeah. It's like this final is like make or break.
Damn.
And you need to pass this class.
Pass this summer class.
I got summer thug. What if it was Stormy?
Who?
Stormy?
Oh, Stormy?
Yeah.
Are you the kid?
Lil Rager?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's a Rager.
Yeah.
Travis Scott's daughter.
She's a Rager.
You seen that?
Yeah, I did.
Like crazy.
I haven't seen that. I got to see that.
No, she's
not. Yeah, I'm going to skip out on that exam.
Okay, I thought you were about to say skip out on the podcast. I was about to like, bro,
but if
you're
it was
crazy.
Like Charlie Sheen, yeah, I'm taking that final.
Charlie Sheen?
I want to meet Charlie Sheen.
I don't.
I could go on live meeting Charlie Sheen for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty goated, but like.
It's pretty dope.
It's pretty goated.
Two and a half, man. Come on.
Come on, man.
Fucking Scary Movie 4?
Yeah, dude, he has a big ass dick.
And he falls off the balcony.
That show was fun.
I love that movie.
Wait, so do you guys think having the girls on the podcast and with like everything that they say, do you guys think that you guys like that's helped you with getting girls and shit?
Absolutely.
100,000%. Not even the fact of like picking up girls, but like
picking up girls?
Not I'm saying not the fact of picking up girls. Like not picking up girls, but like talking about definitely learning how to like what girls like and like what girls don't like and
like 4 hours of sex.
3 seconds. I'll try for it, but it's only gonna go for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, for real.
What are you doing?
Now, what's her name? Christine.
Yeah.
I like.
My hamstring tightened up a little bit. All right, leave it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Go ahead, Papa. Danny just fucking killed the mother right now.
I like Christine on your guys' podcast because she says the most extreme shit ever,
and she believes it.
And she hardcore believes it. And it makes you look at your phone like, bro, no fucking way. Like,
no
it
filter.
Even gets us. Like,
yeah. No filter. Yeah.
And we know you guys so personally, and we're just like, dude, no fucking way she just said that right.
Yeah.
She did not fuck for 4 hours. Yeah, sorry,
she looks
Christine.
Like it's crazy.
We need to go on your podcast because I really want to have a serious conversation
she said,
with her.
She said that the full clip was it wasn't just like straight fucking, though. It was like... Mouth,
I still need to have a conversation.
All long ass.
Hey, bring us on your pod because I really want to have a conversation. Nah, I'm dead ass.
She has no filter.
I'm dead ass. I love Christina death. Like I actually did not know Christine until like we brought her onto a podcast because Cynthia was like, "Yo, I'm bring my sister." She came on.
What's on my? I killed it.
She came on and literally just right off the bat, I like loved her. Like she was just so genuine, so raw. Like doesn't take shit. And like I like the way she speaks too. Like she's just knows what to say and she's open
so confident about it too.
So confident.
Like there's very few girls that you come across that are like confident and I think that both like Christine and Cynthia are just very like confident women.
I think it was like the second podcast that she did, you're like, yo, should we like actually bring her on? And I was like,
yeah, after
you know what,
the second podcast I was like, yo, we definitely gotta have like Christine on more often. But and like I said, not only that, it was just like I enjoy like everyone, like their company and everything too.
For
but
sure.
We for sure would be learning, bro. I learned how to like manipulate women because
yeah,
of
I was about to say.
Fuck,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Dude, have you guys seen like the Have you guys seen like the newest way to like manipulate women is to say like you don't agree with what Andrew Tate is saying?
Damn.
Oh, me saying like I don't agree with Andrew Tate?
Yeah, like honestly, he's a piece of shit guy, him and Sneeko.
Yeah, yeah, and they'd be
like
fine for you.
Like, if like you wanted to get a girl, like that's like the easiest way.
You might be right, actually. Like, actually, you are right. You are right.
I fucking hate Andrew Tate.
But the only thing I agree with.
Who's that motherfucker, Sneeko?
Yeah.
I fucking hate both of them.
And then you say, like, the only thing that you agree on is that guys should pay for girls. And then, like, pay for, like, one meal, hit it, and then leave.
Damn.
Dude, I was geeking when you were talking on the podcast about making a girl eat before she comes over.
That was fucking
funny. That was smart as shit, bro. Because I had some broke boy days where like, oh, I yeah, did not want to sure, pay for sure. like I'm a super meal.
Jesus. What are some of your guys' tricks that you used for that?
For like broke boys?
Like saving money, boy. Yeah. In a relationship.
I never had a girl
I
like
just
that.
I always spend my last dime.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Go okay. For it. Nah, fuck that.
See, I should say fuck that, but I still do it. I'm like, fuck, dude, I really do it. I'm like, all right. But, you know.
You, Devin?
Dev, what about you?
I'd just be spending.
Yeah?
I don't really mind.
I forgot my wallet.
You've used that before?
This guy does it on us all.
They have Apple Pay now, so I can't use it anymore.
I don't have Apple Pay. I should get rid of Apple Pay. I actually don't.
Why?
I just don't. I never set it up, and I don't really trust it.
It's the clutchest thing ever.
It really is.
It is clutch, but, like, hey, what if you ever run into that problem?
Exactly what I'm saying.
What about you, Carrie?
I don't think I have any tricks. I don't think I had any tricks. Honestly, I think, like, if I was poor at the time, I would just, like, if I need to get her flowers, I'd build my own self a bouquet, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I've done that before. Yeah.
That's nice.
I never knew how much. I would ask my mom mostly for all that shit, you know? Like, yeah. Ask her for help. And she would do it, you know? She loves me.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm the baby, you know? She'll do anything for me.
I remember one time in high school, I went on to my high school on the weekend because they had like rose bushes, and I like jumped the fence and I like cut flowers because I was like, bro, like they got nice flowers, and then like I got like 12 of them and built my own bouquet.
You did that's it again, savage. Or was it after practice? I did it with you too one time.
Wow,
damn,
that's cute.
Put him on game.
I've done it twice, yeah.
Gosh damn,
these guys were both cuffed up.
I think girls high key like it more when you like pluck fuck flowers. That.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hell like, yeah.
But sure, what's like, the big realize. Deal about fucking flowers, to be honest?
Ah, dude.
There's something cute. Know, there's something
I like
romantic about
it.
Flowers.
I like doing
I'm
it.
Not romantic.
I would rather get ahead.
I'm not even going to cap. Flowers are overrated.
I think they're overrated as fuck, bro.
She, Christine they are. Put us on game, so. Actually.
Okay, well, yeah, right. Tell me about this.
You just like me, for real.
She said that a guy that she was talking to, that she got fucked over by, like, he bought her. Like she said that you never buy me flowers or like anything like that, and he did a fucking smart move. He bought her a Lego set to build with flowers, and I was like, damn, that's hard. But the way he said it was like, oh, just so I have to never get you flowers again.
Cheap ass.
Yeah, and I was like, smart, damn, that's a fucking smart ass move. Like nice. Now move. I know again. Yeah.
Or you could be like, here's some seeds.
These are my flowers.
Or, hey, bro. Or you get him a succulent cactus.
That never goes back.
Cause yeah. Like you literally just
is
have
that
to
a flower?
Them.
Do I know something?
It's just like a dry plant. Yeah.
You know what I heard? What? When you get a girl flowers, keep one of them so you know like when they're going bad, so that you can buy her more.
Oh hell nah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's good. It makes sense though, huh?
That's crazy, bro.
It makes sense.
Anniversary and birthday. That's it.
Damn. Yeah. And birthday's pushing it.
Nah, you're right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Nah, if you want to know how to win a girl over, bring her mom flowers.
Ah.
Wow.
Nah.
I heard that like the way like girls would definitely be noticing the way guys treat their mothers.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys, you're not kissing ass to the mom?
Nah, fuck.
Are you guys?
Only on Mother's Day, bro.
Wait, to my girlfriend's mom?
You gotta make the mom and friends like you.
Yeah,
so
for
that
sure.
If something happens 100%. Where she's mad at you, the mom and the friends are like,
you're gonna like back me up.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, blah, blah, blah.
Nah,
yeah.
Bitch, you're gonna like me for who I am.
Damn.
And I ain't no flower type of guy.
So what you doing when you meet the mom for the first time? You just being like, yeah, what we eating?
How you doing? I'm Danny. I'm a nice guy. Let's have a conversation.
What a girl that you like, you saying that shit?
Okay, run it through. I'm the mom. Ready? Go.
Hello, I'm Danny. Very nice to meet you. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Let me suck your dick now.
Oh, I do social media.
What about you, Devin? Have you ever, like, gone to... I've looked at the comments and they give you mad props because they're like, Devin will like talk his shit, like, but at the same time he's super respectful.
Like, I tell the truth and everything. And like there'll be some explicit stuff we talk about, like sex or something. And like I know like not to push the limits because I like my girlfriend doesn't like know I'm talking about this shit in the moment, you know?
Yeah.
And even if I do talk about certain stuff, mention her name, like I always let Nick know, like, yo, cut this out. She doesn't want this, or like I don't feel comfortable with this.
Yeah.
Because like I know the boundaries, like.
Yeah.
But sometimes
it's never gotten to the point where like I've gotten called out for shit or like anything, because she watches them too. But like, she doesn't really trip when I mention her name or like a situation from the past. Like
that's good,
because that's just behind us now, you know.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like,
I love that. Yeah. I fucking love that right there.
Oh, fuck no, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes, headphones usually about to go crazy. Oh, yeah. When it, but when it comes to more like, what's the word? Like exclusive or like
personal?
Personal.
Oh, yeah. Personal sorry. Shit.
When it comes to more personal stuff, like, I definitely like know to lay off that stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. What about if it's about her in the moment? Oh. Like, I can't, like, there's certain stuff I'm not going to say, you know?
Yeah. What about when you guys, like, kind of first started gaining traction, all four of you guys? Like, how are you guys' DMs?
Fuck. Crazy.
I know his are horny.
Pretty horny.
Yeah. I know his are what,
what's, like,
horny.
The crazy? Would you get, like, nudes and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
It's like, I feel like everybody kind of gets nudes. But, like, I mean, like, they just say some outlandish shit. Like, oh, come fuck me. Like, I want to have a baby with you. I'm like, woo! What are you talking about? Like, that's a... Woo! Yeah, yeah! No, it, I don't know, because that makes me feel kind of like... like, whoa!
Horny?
Whoa! No! Hey, yo!
Horny?
Damn! No! Look,
you, hey, hey! That's a good thing!
There, that's also there. No, no, no. No.
God, weird. Speaks horny.
That's fucking no, hilarious.
No, because like I think about like, what if I were to say some shit like that? And like, you know what I mean?
That's wild and for
that's
real.
That's wild and yeah. Like, imagine, I would like, never say like,
because oh, at the end of the day, like, yeah. Like, you're just a stranger to them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, yeah, they fuck with you, all that, but like, sending nudes to somebody you, like, you haven't even that's met. Like,
cock
that pic. Is fucking weird.
It's crazy.
Like, imagine Sage like sending like a cock pic from, like from like
no
this
context
angle,
or anything
with like his cock in his face in it and saying, bro, like, I want to eat your ass.
Bro, one time. Okay, so we were doing a podcast and like Nick made Madu open up a DM, and it was just straight dick. Like
all it was straight. Cut. It was straight erect dick. Like, cause like she,
big man,
she like she got all sad. She's like,
yeah,
yeah. Cause like this guy was like DMing her for feet, like for feet pics. Like wanted her feet pics, and then she was like, yeah, like I asked him for this amount of money, and I was like, oh, that's sick. And then like right when we were talking, he like sent her a photo, like just the photo. Like it wasn't, you know how on Instagram you can click on a photo.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, click on that. And she was like, no, I don't want to. And I was like, just click on it. Like, what's the worst that could happen? And she was like, I didn't know. I really did not know. And she was like, she kind of looked at me. She's like, you're right. And she clicks on it, straight forearm dick, like erect.
It was huge.
Actually, wow. It looked huge to me. Madu said it wasn't
that
like
big.
Me
for real. Yeah.
She said, Madu said it wasn't that big.
She said
that was kind of average. Kind of average. She got, yeah, she was like, Nick, like, what the fuck? And she got all sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. That shit's just wild. Some of the DMs do be wild.
What,
yeah.
What about you two? Were you guys' DMs going crazy?
Yeah. You know what? You want to know something? Like, half my DMs are like, hook me up with Sage.
Really?
Does that, like, hurt you?
Oh, fuck yeah. You serious? I want to DMs where girls are telling me to have a baby with them.
No, you don't.
Why like, wouldn't I? You just said it gets you horny.
Okay, that was like an intrusive thought. I probably did go horny.
You said that was intrusive thought.
Oh my god.
He didn't even say like, no, I didn't mean it. He was like, yo, that wasn't supposed to come out.
It came out.
Horny.
I mean,
he's horny.
Yeah.
What about you, Carrie? Nah.
I don't really get that many DMs, to be honest. If I do, like, yeah, I'll be, like, here and there. But, like, I'll get, like, a few a week. But that's it.
You guys ever respond to them? Like, if they're bad?
Yeah, if they're bad, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, if they're bad.
I used to.
Have you guys ever hooked up with a fan?
No.
No?
Nah. Huh, Nick?
Oh, Nick, bro.
Oh, my God.
It was at the fucking...
It was at your place. It was at you guys' thing.
It
was at the club.
What? Yeah.
What?
How do I not know about this shit, bro?
Because you were busy... Like on the stage, feeling yourself.
Oh wait,
yeah,
I remember this now.
Yeah, but anyways, that's besides the point.
You know what's crazy? That was the first time I ever had girls be like on me.
Yeah,
like being like
that was weird.
That was
like
that was
like actually like fan girl,
like being like oh like you know what I mean trying to do that. At that time I did. I was talking to somebody and like she was there.
Yeah,
in the crowd. So it's like she was sending me videos like, yo, what the fuck you doing? Like, because they were like, oh. I'd be like, oh, shit. Like, I'm getting ready.
Yeah, he put me in front of him. I'm the one with the long-ass relationship. They're touching on me. I'm like, get the fuck away.
At one point,
he went with this girl. And it was like, I was like a lone wolf. I saw Nate. And I was like, yo, stay with me, bro. We lost fucking everybody for like 2 hours. It was just me and Nate kicking it. And I was like, yo, like, stand in front of me, Nate.
The first time we ever went to a club, we're like, one of our like influencer friends were like hosting it. It was Santi at In Cahoots. Mm-hmm. I had like girls like trying to like grab.
Yeah, like grope like, you, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, dude, if this was like the other way around, where it's like crazy. If I was like a guy trying to grab like some influencer's ass. Or like her fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Like, Dude, I would get like socked. Like, I would get
no facts. No, yeah, that's thrown out for
a fact. They're over here sticking fingers in my ass, which I liked, but. And then they're over here grabbing my butt, and it's just like crazy, dude.
Who's homie?
No, and then one time, little Nick, he was like dancing on like the couch and shit. Some girl literally grabbed his zipper, unzipped it, and tried pulling his pants down.
That's crazy. Are you serious?
Bro. Yeah.
That shit's just so wild to me. Cause like that's you so like people talk about it and you like see it, but like to actually experience it is different. And then different. Dude, definitely like I was kind of like, what the fuck is going on? You know, like for sure.
Yeah, that's weird. No, it's bad. Like, yeah. Now, do you guys have fun at the clubs though?
Oh, bro.
Oh, so yeah.
Fun. The clubs are the one that you guys hosted, cause that shit was fun as fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a blast there.
We're hosting another one. You guys need to come.
When?
Soon. Oh yeah, they're doing one next month.
September what?
In cahoots. It's at In Cahoots.
Are you serious?
Fucking
it's at In Cahoots.
Yo, I guess everyone knows that.
Every time you would hold up,
hometown, bro.
Hometown.
You guys are breaking the news right here.
Oh, this is dope.
Hey, but real life though, like, do you guys have access to like how much you can charge for the tickets, or is it just all in the club? You guys could run a checkup.
Oh, you can run a checkup.
Like Fullerton. You guys don't have access.
We'll
to, like,
speak about that.
But also, okay, too, we don't want to charge up the ass.
Yeah, people could get in free before 10. And,
hey, at the last one, why was like the DJ and everybody tripping about everybody on stage?
Because, bro,
dude, did you not see the fucking stage?
It was too bad.
And a lot of those people were just like,
they're random. For real?
Yeah.
That was such a bad, like, security and everything, bro.
I thought it was just like everybody. I knew like 50% of people on stage.
Yeah.
The other people, I was like, yeah, who the fuck are they?
One of the security guards tried kicking my brother off. And my brother goes, what the fuck? I'm filming it. And the security guard goes, hey, yo, bro, I'm so sorry. Please don't sue me.
No, some guy was like, hey, man, you need to get off the stage to me. And I was like, for what? Like, what did I do? He's like, nah, man, you need to get off the stage. I was like, my name's Julian. Like, I'm hosting this club.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, right. I've heard that shit all night. Everyone's Julian.
So dead ass.
He said, I've heard that shit all night. Everyone's Julian. And I was like, my fucking face is floating on that screen. And he turns around, like, he looks at it, and he goes, man, fuck, my bad, dog.
Shit. Security guys, they got nothing. Like, they don't know what's going on, bro. One of them was tripping when we left. One of them was like, yo, y'all out here having a good time. I didn't get like no tips, no nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Staircase.
No, yeah, that guy.
The security guard came out like bitching, like, what? With his like head down. Yeah. Like, I didn't get no tips. Why the fuck y'all out here like celebrating? Like, we doing all the hard work.
You didn't protect those motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly. And the one dude, the one small fat guy. He slid in like 20, 50 bucks, and the dude got all happy. He's like, you know, I'm just playing with y'all. And I was like, bro, stop.
Yeah, right.
Like, stop. When you guys host a club, that shit's gonna go nuts.
I'm excited for when we do.
That shit's gonna be wild.
I'm excited. In Cahoots, that would be dope too.
Yeah.
Hometown.
That shit would be.
That would be sick. That would be fucking dope.
Damn, that's like,
I'm thinking about it right now. Like,
that's so funny.
That's gonna be wild.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, In Cahoots should be pretty dope.
Yeah, it should be dope.
Dude. Is it early next month?
Yeah.
It's like mid.
Mid. We'll tell you guys the date.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah. It's gonna be a movie. So everyone listening right now better pull up.
What do they say?
Because these boys are going to be here. So
fuck yeah.
You better grab their dicks and shit.
No.
Especially Sage's horse.
No.
His anteater. There's
going to be a
His
lot of grab. No. A lot of grab. You can't miss
the one-eyed monster.
And then you guys could guess if Carrie and Nick are uncircumcised or circumcised.
Yeah.
When you guys grope them.
What if they could feel that?
So we're going back to school for a little bit, right? And school is actually starting. So I wanted to take you guys through the do's and don'ts of school. Ooh, right? Yeah, let's say good. High that's school, good. Let's say college, maybe even middle school. All right. You guys tell me your honest opinions. Is it okay to pull up to the first day of school with a roller backpack?
Fuck no.
No.
I hated those kids.
Why?
Because I'd be tripping behind them. Like, we'd be walking around like all packed in this aisle, and these motherfuckers have a rolling backpack. I used to kick them.
Would you be like speed bump?
And yeah, then yeah. Or like, I'd like step on it and make him like pull back a little bit. I do that.
There's nobody behind you.
Yeah, no. I mean, come on. Why are you bringing a roller like a luggage? It's basically luggage.
The dope ones is like the ones where they turn into seats. Those came in clutch.
Those are sick. If you pull something like that, that's sick.
I've seen that. Yeah,
dude, I've so never seen
that. Nah, rolling backpacks not valid.
Okay. Depends what grade you're in.
Yeah, like elementary school.
Middle school to college.
Whoa. Middle school to college? Hell nah. That's what I'm saying. Hell nah. Yeah.
Why
hell
not? Like, what do you look like if you're rolling around with
you those? Just look like a dork, bro. Like a straight up fucking dork. Jeez. I'm sorry, bro. You just look.
Middle school, you're still a kid, though.
Nah, middle school's fine.
Yeah. Middle school, bro?
Kind of.
Bro. Let's say you're a freshman now. This is your first day.
Bro. Get a real backpack.
Get a real backpack.
Wait, no, hold on. But if you're a middle schooler, like, with the roller backpack, like, you're not getting no bitches.
No, nowadays, do not do that. Nowadays,
do not
do that.
Roller backpacks at school?
I hope not. Nowadays, kids are so advanced. Oh, you're fucking in elementary school, bro. They're fucking wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. They like, fucking vape. They do everything we
I didn't
do.
Know, like, I didn't know what sex or marijuana was in fucking eighth grade.
No, I did not.
I genuinely did not.
I didn't even know freshman year. Or
I didn't know. Like, I didn't know either. I didn't know what sex was. I didn't know what weed was in eighth grade. I didn't know what alcohol really was. Like, I didn't do anything in eighth grade.
Damn. I think I just didn't know what weed was.
Kids were smoking in my fifth grade.
That's really?
Yeah. All right, so roller grade?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
At Sunset?
Pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah, middle school fifth kids grader, are smoking.
No, fifth grader?
Stogs. Stogs. Fifth grader.
That's wild.
Dude, that's insane.
That's crazy. All right, next question. Is it important to have your whole first week's fit planned out?
Not first week. You don't need the
whole
first week.
First week?
I think like first 3 days is good.
First three days is solid.
2 to 3 days.
You need to be tripped the fuck out.
Think about it. First week of school is only like two or three days, right?
Yeah, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
So you need a good fit for all of your first time in your first classes.
Right.
All the first times, yeah. So like whether like you have like, because you have different classes on Monday and Tuesday or Wednesday and Thursday, cop a good fit like for the first time you go to that class.
Wait, why do you think it matters though?
Because everyone's judging everybody.
It's a statement.
It's literally like the jungle the first day of school.
Yeah.
Like motherfuckers is pressing people. Motherfuckers like checking out like who's who.
Who's who.
People are talking shit.
Who the fuck is that kid with a rolling backpack? Don't be that kid.
Yeah. Don't be that kid.
Okay, but tell me like you wearing like jogging shorts with slide-ons and like high socks and like a regular t-shirt and a hat. Like that's not chill too, right?
That's whack.
Wearing slides.
That was my next question. Should you wear sandals, girls or guys, on the first day?
Slides.
Oh, first day.
I say girls, they could pull it off.
No. Slides sandals, on the first day?
Yeah.
On the first day, I think you should be fitted up for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro, I used to pull up in like my new Marshall's fucking button ups, skinny ass jeans.
Wait, so how do you
my Levi's?
How do you feel about like school spirit? Like, is it okay to participate in that?
Bro, I'm going to...
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, what grade?
Freshman through senior year.
What about... Yeah. What exactly do you mean by school spirit?
Like, let's just say, it's dress-up day or...
Pajama
day.
If my crew's doing
Or wear red today.
If my group is doing it, but I only like doing it when I was, like, a senior. I only did it when I was a senior.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's valid. Yeah.
Same, bro.
Because you don't really care at that point. You're like,
what if you're a freshman and on the first day, it's pajama day?
Oh, hell no.
I do not do that shit.
I would just say,
just because, like, I hate to be, like, the person that's, like, don't get involved in, like, school activities, but, like,
don't get involved.
I feel like, yeah, don't get involved in school activities.
Dude,
like,
I was involved.
I was too.
If you're an underclassman, you got to get your rep up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you got to kind of almost have to act like you don't care. Like, I don't give a shit about school. That's kind of how you have to act.
But going by that, if everyone's caring about what other people are doing for the spirit days, like, oh, that kid participated in the spirit day, then if they participate, wouldn't it be like that kid doesn't care because he doesn't give a fuck what everybody else thinks about them?
Nah,
I don't know. You're,
I feel like you care. I feel like you like kind of want everybody to think.
I agree with that. I kind of agree with that. I think
like I'm so lost. Like a tryhard.
You look like a tryhard. Yeah.
Make friends with upperclassmen. If you can, makes your life way easier, way more fun. Yeah.
Dude, oh my gosh, when you're like a freshman or sophomore and they're over here driving you around, you feel like the coolest.
You feel like the shit.
You feel like the coolest fucking shit ever.
Anyway, sorry, keep going.
All right, next question. Should you try kissing ass to your teachers on the first day of school?
Nah, teachers, you should not give a fuck about.
Mm-mm. No? You shouldn't kiss ass?
Damn, I did.
Kiss ass?
I did?
I licked asshole to my teachers.
On the first day.
I don't know about the first day, but like early on, I think you should like earn their respect. You know? Yeah, because then they make like the semester easier for you.
You're a good kid, huh?
Freshman year, I did try.
Teachers respect people who do like their homework, all that shit. Like,
bro, and
they have favorites for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And the favorites can slide on a bunch.
That's
of
what I'm
shit.
Saying. Yeah. That's true. That is true. That is true. I mean,
All right, dude. What are some ways you could pull this off though? If you're trying to kiss ass for that,
just be respectful.
Just be respectful, but or like what could you do though?
Answer questions.
I would say participation.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Have conversations with them.
You look like the know-it-all though.
Have conversations with them on like on free time. On free time, like have combos with them. Thinking about like
80s high school.
Yeah.
You're not a nerd. At least maybe it was because my high school might have been different, but that's how motherfuckers looked at people who were like always answering questions.
Oh no, like mine was like fine.
Yeah.
Mine was like, if you were answering questions, you're like, bro, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm like, just shut the fuck up.
There's a difference between like participating every day and then being that one motherfucker raises.
That's what I thought. That's what you're saying though. That one motherfucker that's always answering.
Be consistent in participation, turn in your fucking work, dude. You'll earn their respect. It's so much easier.
Yeah, dead ass.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I kind of just kept like, I kind of want to be like, not mysterious, because I didn't know anybody in high school. Like, I didn't know. I was just like, but I didn't know anybody at all besides basketball team. That was it. I went in. I was like, I was kind of just scoping, like people watching, like, okay, let's see how high school. I've never seen like 25 kids my own age, like more than that, like my whole like life.
Yeah.
So when I went there, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, 1,000 kids like all over campus. I'm like, whoa, like I kind of just needed to see how I have to act and like if I could act out, and I definitely acted out, but it was fun though. It was fun. I had a blast freshman year.
Definitely, like another tip though for sure is like join a fucking sport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Join absolutely a fucking sport. Okay. Yeah. Like joining a sport makes such like a big difference. Like you actually have people that, even if it's not a, even if you're not a sporty person, like you already have like a friend group. You almost have like an automatic friend group. Like that's an automatic given. Definitely join a fucking friend group.
That's actually a great tip.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Do you guys feel like getting being in sports enhances your like abilities of getting girls?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, especially 100%. When y'all are practicing, they do like co-ed. Like,
wait, you think so?
Girl versus guy.
What, yeah. What if you suck?
Though? Oh, I was gonna say you have to be kind of good.
Oh yeah, well, if you suck, then that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, to get girls in high school, what do you think is like the number one most important thing, other than being like a good-looking guy?
Confidence, baby.
Oh
confidence.
Yeah.
Being friends with everybody.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, sometimes just not giving a fuck.
Not giving a fuck. Girls pay attention to the dudes that just don't give a fuck. That's the thing. Like, girls pay attention to the dudes that just, like, feel like a lot of girls, like, just don't. If you're, like, that like person that gets along with everybody, but you just don't give a fuck about girls, and then, like, I think girls pay attention to that because they want to be, like, noticed, you know?
Just try to get to know everyone at the school, you know? The more people you know, the more ties you have.
Don't try super hard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just that's, like, crazy. But don't try.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. Yeah, you're right.
They know what I'm saying.
All right. You get into class, right? First day of school, right? You get into class, you're walking in, let's say with a friend. Should you strategically sit with someone that's going to benefit you, or should you try sitting next to your friend?
Or a bad bitch.
Depends on the class. Depends on the class. If it's a like AP IB class, I'm sitting next to the fucking person that's going to make me pass this class. I'm sorry. But if it's just a regular like fucking class, hey, my friends, where you at? Football players, fuck. Yeah, you know?
I never thought that far.
No, I just sat wherever
I just sat wherever the fuck was open.
And then you wait for people to come to you?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Really? Yeah. I never thought that far.
You never walked like through the back and you're just like, oh, he's sitting right there. Let me just go.
I was always like trying to go for like the furthest in the back.
Really?
Yeah. Or for me, it was either furthest in the back or just with the homie.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, this fool's already smart, so like I wouldn't say
this fool all smart and shit. Don't.
Have you guys ever had that awkward moment where you go into the class and like you're trying to sit next to the smartest person, but then like your friend's in the class, he's like, "Hey, come sit next to me," and then like you sit next to the smartest person because you want to pass the class.
That's super fucked up.
But a good strategy is just like, hey, just come over here right now. Sit right here with me.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. I've done that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't the best student, I would say, but I was a top cheater for sure.
Yeah. For sure. Okay. Yeah.
Devin, have you ever sat next to like a smart kid and you thought like, okay, this guy's smart as fuck, and you tried cheating off of him and you realize that he's like fucking stupid?
Oh no, I thought you were talking about what they covered.
Like over answers. Here you're like, I'm gonna see what he got for this one, and you look at it and you're like, this like nah, like this answer is completely wrong.
I want to say
I
want to say it happened before.
Yeah.
It throws you off for sure.
Yeah, it throws you off because you're just like, this kid is not that smart.
Yeah, you're like, fuck, man. I'm going to have to talk my way to get moved.
Yeah. Damn, I really wish I would have actually, you know what? That's a good tip. I think I was more strategic. It would have been easier.
I don't know, man. Like, I just always sat down like wherever I
could. Yeah, I haven't like thought like that far. Yeah. Like smart kid.
Hell
cheat,
no.
I was like,
did you guys
I can cheat? Get through the class.
Did you guys cheat in high school?
A lot. Yeah. I made friends with all smart kids just because like, I thought it was like cool. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, you know what? Like, this kid's like not really talking to anybody. Like, I'm gonna go talk to him. Yeah, I would be fucking like smart as shit. And I was like, oh, you know what? You benefit me like that.
Were you one of the kids I'd be like, yo, did you do the homework?
Yeah. Dude, I had a game this weekend. Like, I had a family party. I couldn't get it done. Can I just see peepers real quick?
Yeah. Is that the best way to ask for somebody's homework if you didn't do it?
Yeah, definitely don't be like, yo, can I see your homework? Definitely like,
no,
like,
no, yeah.
It depends on the relationship with that person. Yeah. But if it's a person that you like aren't like close ties with, I'd be like,
you gotta butter them up.
Yeah, you gotta butter them up.
Like, I feel like my answers aren't right. Like, can I just see what you got real quick? Yo. You gotta say something like that. You gotta butter them up. You gotta butter them up. Yeah.
Loki, you could ask for one question. You could be like, fuck, dude.
What'd you get on 15?
29 was hard as fuck. And they'll be like, oh, well, I got this. And then you flip it to 29 and you're like, let me see the front real quick.
That's a good one too. That's, you gotta pull out the
phone and go,
yeah.
Can I take a picture real quick?
so I can see your work.
Yeah.
Damn. Nah, just make sure I got the right answers. You know?
I definitely did all that, and I did homework 5 minutes before.
Oh yeah, all the time. Oh, yeah. Shit. Have you guys ever done that with a teacher?
Oh yeah.
Like what? You were just like, remember Miss Irwin?
Yeah. Like, oh,
she
hell
just
yeah.
liked me like for no reason. Like, I never did anything in her class. I was playing video games the entire time.
My brother was in your guys' class, right? Like, my brother was in your guys'
class.
Yeah,
class.
I sat next to him.
And bro, I had an F like smart. The whole semester. And I told her last day, I was like,
all right, if you're a video listener, we want to thank you guys for watching this podcast, but we're going to do an audio only portion for the next 30 minutes, maybe.
Maybe.
And so these guys are going to say goodbye. All their stuff is going to be in the description, but you guys already know them. Thank you guys for watching. Head over to Spotify, Apple, wherever
Peace
you
out.
Listen.
Peace out, y'all.
Yeah, make sure
thank
to check
you.
Out
thank you guys for
channel,
watching.
Nick's channel, Sage and Devin's channel, everything. Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
But anyways.
So what are you saying about Ms. Irwin?
All right, so Ms. Irwin. So I just did fuck shit like the entire time. That was senior year too. I didn't care at all. And I told her the last day, I was like, yo, Ms. Irwin, like, I just got done like getting scouted by this college for basketball. No. And like they want to get me like a scholarship. And she's like, really? I was like, yeah. She's like, okay, do these two assignments, and I'll bump you up to a C.
No.
Yeah.
No,
F to a C.
Why? That's clutch. I struggled the whole fucking semester. I'm pretty sure you got a better C.
Wow, you got a C?
Yeah, but like a C minus. He got like a C plus type shit.
Wow.
See, that's like such bullshit.
But that's just like,
that's just what it is, though.
Sometimes you get lucky.
Yeah. He told me the news. I was like, good. Like, fucking roll my eyes and shit.
I remember with my A-push teacher, I used to watch basketball with him like during lunch, during like March Madness and shit.
Ass. You look kiss ass, huh?
Bro, it was March Madness. You have to watch it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And he ended March up bumping me from like a...
Yo!
He ended up bumping me from like a B-plus to like an A. So I was like, wow. Sick.
Damn.
There was one teacher in psychology that I had, and she would always catch me cheating. But like I made this joke with her that I had like a super lazy eye, which is why like I kept looking like that, and she would just be like,
as
no, but she, I would be like, my lazy eye.
That is smart.
She'd just be like, Julian, come on, look at the paper. And I'm like, oh, it's my eye.
Yeah.
But like she would just let it slide like every time. Like she would laugh.
That's funny.
I was like, dude,
I always wondered savage. If like teachers because she can't call you out for her. She's just like that's messed up.
But I was like this, like
both my eyes are lazy. Both my eyes are lazy.
Yeah, I got two lazy eyes.
I'm looking at my paper. Trust.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but like cheating has gotten me like way further than study.
No, dude. After COVID for college, like 100% why like I'm at Cal State.
I got an award because you brought up A push. I got an award. I got the highest grade in my class.
What?
Completely cheated. I like completely. Oh, it was
that's how I was in my geometry class.
I got the award though, and I told my parents that I cheated in the class because so like in A push, you know how you take the AP exam.
Yeah.
And so like I had a 98
Holy
in the class,
shit.
But I got a one on the
oh
AP
my
exam.
Gosh.
Yeah. I got a one on the AP exam though. And my parents were like, how do you have a 98 but only a one? I was like, I had to keep it a buck to you guys. Like, I cheated. And turns out they like hit me up and they were like, yo, we want to give you an award for having a teacher's award for having the highest grade in the class. And I took that shit, and they were like, my parents were like, you don't feel guilty? I put it up right on my wall.
Yeah.
Right next to it, and I was like, I don't give two dams.
Because honestly, you worked for that.
I worked for that shit. Yeah, I don't give
you had
two
to find
dams.
Different ways to cheat.
Basically.
When you cheat, you have to work to cheat.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, what's the best way to cheat?
Quizlet. Depends on the test.
Quizlet. Yeah.
Quizlet.
Yeah. Oh, that is actually
online. Like Quizlet or Socratic? You know, Socratic.
High school, though, let's say you can't use your phone during the
test.
You know,
so
I'm pulling out my phone.
Or I'm writing like a little cheat sheet.
Oh yeah,
I know it's
yeah.
due for math.
No, have you guys ever like tried cheating and then you go on like Quizlet or something and they want you to purchase like the premium version?
You're like,
fuck.
Yeah,
oh
and
my gosh, dude, I'm that's like, fuck. Dude.
That's fun.
What do you got to do for math?
For math, so you equations. Know, like, calculated a little case, how like, you slide it out or whatever, like for, so yeah, like, those yeah. calculators, I would write down formulas on the inside, and like, so say this is the calculator, this is the case, I would place the calculator over the case smart. Whenever the teacher came close to me, and whenever like she was away, I'd act like I'm using it, and I'd be looking at the formulas.
Oh my god!
And
oh,
I would yeah. write super tiny, and like, if you angle it right in like in the light, you could see everything you wrote. So when oh she when she'd god. Come close or whatever, I'd like push it a little to the left, completely pitch black.
I used to dang. Write it on my eraser.
That's pretty fucking oh. smart.
My eraser, the big mistake eraser. So it's all big, and then like when the teacher comes and like she's like kind of suspicious, just erase shit.
Damn.
Like, that's like honestly one. Dude, smart. What about the fucking crazy ass cheating?
Yeah, I've fucking told this story too many times. But basically, you know what? You guys know what a zero period is?
Yeah.
One of our friends had a zero period, started at like 6:30 in the morning. I had it second period. He would send it to me at 6:30 in the morning. Yeah. So I basically had a zero. I'd have to wake up at 6:30, take a picture of the test. I would do it for him. Like I would cheat, damn. Obviously, because I'm at home. So there's yeah. no one. I would do his test for him, send it back to him so he'd get a good grade, and then I'd go in
already knowing everything.
And then they would send it to
and
me.
And then he would get
I got
ride.
A free ride, bro.
That is yeah. crazy.
I literally got like a B+ in
that was
Canada.
Real friends right there, though.
No, yeah. I literally did not learn great shit. Method.
But great that teacher did method. Something dope that year because he realized that everyone was cheating during the test on their phone.
Mm.
So he waited till like a lot of people started putting their heads down, and he flicked the lights off. And everybody whose face was shining got an F.
Damn.
No way.
Yeah.
That's smart as fuck.
That's dope.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking smart.
Smart, smart. Did you guys eat school lunch?
Yeah.
No.
What lunch would you eat?
Oh, high school?
Yeah.
High school.
I got lunch sometimes.
But like what?
Was your guys' lunch?
They had like no. They had like nah. burritos, nah. grilled
oh, yeah,
cheese,
that's
slice of pizza, or like oh, a chicken leg. Pizza.
The little schmuckers, PB&J.
Yeah,
chicken
sandwiches,
chicken and rice.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No way. We had the teriyaki chicken and rice.
Yeah, teriyaki chicken.
The teriyaki chicken. Remember that?
Yeah, did you think it was good?
The rice was ass.
The rice was dog shit.
The rice was dog shit. But the chicken was low-key like pretty gas.
Logan loved it.
Really?
No, I ate the chicken.
The chicken is gas.
Not the rice.
No, I agree with you on that.
The craziest part was the wings. When people would eat the chicken wings.
Oh, that was nasty.
And that shit's all gooey.
Ugh, I like that though. I didn't care. I was hungry.
Or the spicy chicken sandwiches.
Those are gross.
I would rather starve.
Yeah. Should you guys bring your own school lunch?
Yeah.
You guys would?
Always yeah, did. Always
honestly,
did.
Those are the clutch people.
Nah, bro. Because my sandwich got shoved, like smashed
yeah,
in my
smashed.
Backpack.
And yeah, bologna and cheese.
Hey, sometimes.
yeah.
Okay, I brought school lunch, right? Mm. But would you guys ever feel like kind of embarrassed bringing school lunch?
Nah, I felt embarrassed. Like, no. Motherfuckers who
I just had snacks in my backpack lunch, sometimes.
Bro. For real?
Yeah, but lunchtime I would just go buy shit or something.
Or what about the people that sold chips?
Oh yeah, clutch.
Hustlers for real.
Clutch, bro.
Julian and I, we started a way.
Ain't no way.
Did you guys get in trouble for that shit or what?
Fuck no, we never
no?
got caught.
No.
Yeah, we paid off the security guards and everything. Nah, imagine. We had like all the time.
We even bag of Doritos.
You know what we sold during the winter?
What?
Cup of noodles.
Oh, that's savage.
That is.
Look at you guys.
Dude,
that's savage.
We were going crazy.
We were cool with the teacher, so we plugged in like a water heater station in her class and was just running that fucking business
no
outside
way.
Of her class.
Yeah. How much y'all clocking in a week?
We would do like 50 cup of noodles a day during lunch.
No way.
Cap. At like three
Cap.
Bucks a piece.
Yeah.
No
and
way.
And then when it got hot, we started selling sodas, waters.
Damn, y'all were really hustling.
And we sold chips, but I remember we would switch off because whoever had the cooler with all the sodas, it's heavy as hell.
Yeah.
So.
Was it like a big cooler? Like a beach cooler or like a little
cool.
handle?
It would be like 50 sodas in
y'all
one.
Y'all brought
it
to school
that's
every
a
day?
That's
every,
a big cooler,
every
bro.
Day. And what happened was, so we would switch off. So it would be like, Julian would carry the soda one day, and then I would carry the chips the other day. Uh-huh. And then like we'd switch off.
So... Wait, was the cooler in your car during like lunch and shit? Or,
nah,
like, you took
we
it
would
out
just carry it. We would just
around
carry
class
it.
And
dude,
everything?
There'd be times when it's like so hot by like second period, you sold like half of the sodas.
Damn. That's crazy. Yeah.
See, at our school, we didn't have really a lot of people like that. We had a lot of trucks and a lot of food places like
yeah.
right next
to
us.
We were able to go out of the school.
We, yeah.
People.
You guys weren't allowed to go out of the school for lunch?
We literally had three ice cream trucks, and they had everything.
Yeah, we had off-campus lunches and, like, breaks.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry.
No, no, go ahead.
So, right when you walk off campus, like, the main exit to go, like, to all the food places, it was three food trucks, and then plus these fucking restaurants and everything. So they were like, those food trucks are fucking loaded everywhere.
Lit, bro.
Like, they for sure made
bro. Bacon. They had like lemon, chamoy, Valentina, like everything. Bro. Everything.
Dude, at Danny's school, so there was some guy that would sell like tortas, and he would sell like fruit.
Dude, we had some people that would sell like burritos and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking savage.
That motherfucker's
bomb.
Hustlers.
Yeah, bomb.
Have you guys tried hot Cheetos and nacho cheese on top? Oh,
my gosh. Man, you're asking if I'm Mexican or
not. Yeah, exactly.
I never tried that.
No.
What?
Whitewash fool. Bro, this guy likes bologna and cheese on his sandwiches only.
That shit's bomb with mayonnaise?
Oh, nothing. Nothing else.
Okay, you're crazy.
I've changed. Let's talk about this. I've changed.
What, with the side of Oreos?
No, not with the side of Oreos. I get everything. I get fucking... I get everything. Let's go. Next question. Next question.
I was actually going to say thank you guys for listening, because I don't want to make you late or whatever.
Nah, Sean. Sure? We got time for like another question.
No.
Oh, farted.
Well, how many questions you got?
No, that's what I was gonna say. There's like, it's fun and back. We barely went through any of this shit.
Oh shit!
I was gonna say we could do it again.
Oh shit! Let's do it. You guys want to do a part two, or like we could
do part two?
Link up, like
part two.
I
feel
like three questions. Let's do it. I think we could even do like another one this week or something like that.
Yeah.
Literally, whenever. This was a good podcast, almost 2 hours.
Yeah. Damn.
And not but for that, fuck? For the next podcast, we should all chug a Four Loco.
I'm down. I'm down to get like fucked up.
I get four loco.
Like that sun took so much out of me today.
Dude,
too.
Hell yeah.
I'm saying. I'm down to get
lit,
fucked
though.
Up. I'm not for you guys to actually see how Danny saw me this past weekend.
Yeah. You guys, why don't you guys like Uber?
I'm down.
Or like have like Sage Drive.
Nah. You're staying here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, nah, that's why I know. I think you know too that if we come with them, they're not driving back.
Yeah, hell yeah.
They're not driving back.
That's why I always drive here. I can't drink.
Yeah.
Because I never plan on spending a night. You know what I mean? Well, let's plan
it.
I don't know.
All right, yeah, let's plan it.
So, yeah, I'll
soon.
Be
have Airbnb like next weekend.
Who has the comfiest bed?
I do.
Not. Maybe Julian.
Come fuck me.
I think Julian does. Yeah.
Look at we all.
You got the fat bed, bro.
We all pretty have comfy beds.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, Logan's bed is pretty comfy.
I'll just go like throughout the night. I'll switch
on it.
Yeah, we just rotate.
Take turns.
3 hours.
Take turns.
But thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
Make sure to follow them on all their socials. Support them on their YouTube. They're the best.
Yep.
You're the best.
And thank you guys.
No, yeah.
Thank
best.
You.
This thank was a blast. Y'all.
Good night, woo! You guys.
Good night.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.